Man, Marvin, thanks for inviting me over. You know, I don't really have that many friends, so it's really great to just have a boys' night.
Can you take your drink off the table? I don't want it to spill.
Oh, yeah, sure, I will, right after I make this shot. Okay, red ball in the corner pocket.
Hey, Danny, what are you doing?
Marvin, get your kid.
Jeffy, go away. We're trying to play pool.
Can I play?
No, we're having a boys' night.
Well, I'm a boy.
But we're having a big boys' night.
I'm a big boy.
Okay, then we're having a boys who have hair on their peepees night.
Well, I got a bush like a porcupine.
Well, okay, then we're having a boys who've had vasectomies night, huh? Huh? Have you? Please?
Jeffy, just go away.
Well, what's he trying to do?
I am trying to hit the white ball and use it to knock the red ball into the pocket.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, yeah? You think that's easy? Well, it's not. Not for a kid like you, but it's easy for me because I'm a professional. Check this out. Damn it! Damn it! I can't believe I did that! I mean, I had a perfect shot! Breathe. Just breathe, Brooklyn guy. That's what my therapist says. I have to breathe whenever I get into situations like this. And I have to drink.
I can't believe you missed that. That was super easy.
Oh, yeah? If you think it's so easy, why don't you do it? How about this? I'll give you $10 if you can make that shot.
Okay, bet.
Okay, bet.
Hey, Danny, is this how I'm supposed to hold it?
Look at Stupid over here. He doesn't even know how to hold the stick.
Jeffy, you're supposed to use the other side.
I don't want to use the skinny side, Danny. The women prefer the big side.
But, Jeffy, you're supposed
to... No. Let him do it like this. Let him look stupid. Go on, kid. Make the shot if it's so easy.
All right, Jeffy, look, you're supposed to hit this white ball to hit the red ball to go in here.
All right, let me line it up.
Ow, Jeffy, not me!
Oh, sorry. You're supposed to hit the ball, stupid. Don't you know what balls look like? You should have two of them.
All right, well, let me try again.
Yeah, Jeffy, try it again.
All right, let me line it up.
How'd you do that?
Oh, man, I got all the balls in. I must not be that good at this game.
No, are you kidding me? You're amazing. I've never seen anyone do that before.
Well, Jeffy, how did you do that?
I just hit the ball with my stick.
Well, that's got to be luck. I mean, there's no way you could do that again.
I can do it again.
Really? Okay, well, let me set up the balls. I got to see this. All right, the balls are set up. If you can knock them all in one shot again, I'll give you $100.
$100?
He's not going to do it.
Jeffy, you got this?
I got it, Daddy. $100, please.
How is this possible? Like, is he some kind of pool shark? Did you know about this? Did you make me think he was bad at pool just so I bet money?
I didn't know he was this good.
Oh, my God. We have a huge opportunity here. We could be rich.
Well, how?
Well, we could invite people over here to play pool against his son, right? And then we tell them that your son is bad at pool, so they bet money that they can beat him. And then he just goes apeshit and gets all the balls in like he just did. And then we just rake in all the cash.
That's an amazing idea, but how are we going to find people that want to verse Jeffy in pool?
Oh, don't worry. Once I make a commercial, everyone's going to want to play him.
Oh, okay, then go make the commercial.
Yeah, I will.
Where's my $100?
Oh, yeah, the $100 here. Yeah.
Let go of it.
It's all I have. Please.
Well, we're gonna make more money back.
Okay, I guess you're right.
Jeff, you're so good at pool.
I know. Get out of the way! The commercial's about to come on!
Hey, I was watching that!
Hey, I was watching that! Oh my God, you're married to this?
Oh, the commercial's on!
Hey there, do you suck at pool? Well, not as much as this kid. Say the thing.
I suck.
See? He sucks. I've been killing this kid at pool. I bet him $100 that I could beat him. Go ahead, Jeffy. It's your turn.
Okay.
See that? He just pocketed the 8-ball. What an idiot. Pay up.
Okay. Here you go.
Look, just like that, I made $100. Playing this kid in pool is like printing money. So if you think you can beat this kid, and you got a lot of money to spend, come on down and play this kid in pool. I guarantee you'll win.
Yay, I was in a commercial.
Damn, I look good on TV. I mean, I know they say the camera adds 10 pounds, but I think it's to my wiener area.
Marvin, what was that commercial all about?
Oh my God, does she ever stop talking? Nag, 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 nag.
Baby, look, Jeffy's really good at pool, so we made a commercial saying he's bad at pool, so people will come play him and bet a lot of money, and then Jeffy will beat him, and we'll make a lot of money.
So you're gonna con people out of their money? Aren't they gonna get angry?
Can you even understand what she's saying?
Oh my God, you're so rude.
Like that. I got nothing there.
Baby, look, what we're doing is completely legal and we're just having fun. We're gonna make a little bit of cash.
Marvin, you're gonna exploit our son.
Do you want me to, like, do something about her? Because I know a guy. I mean, I can...
Baby, look, just don't pay attention. Just watch your TV. Look, we're gonna go make some money.
Okay, fine.
Good luck finding your channel now.
When are the people going to show up?
Don't worry, they'll be here. The commercial was perfect. People are going to want to play pool.
Hey, Daddy, look at my blue balls.
Why is one of them purple?
Because I squeezed it too much.
Jesus.
Look, it's been over an hour.
Yeah, you're right. It has been a while. But, I mean, why wouldn't people show up? I mean, that commercial was pretty good. We didn't put the address.
What?
We didn't put the address in the commercial. People don't know where to go.
Oh, yeah, you didn't put the address in the commercial.
No, we didn't. So now people are just driving around looking for pool.
Well, go edit the commercial and put the address.
Well, I can't do that. It already aired.
Well, we'll air it again.
Well, I already spent $5,000 to air it that one time.
Why was it so expensive?
Because it's during a football game on a Sunday. It's prime time.
What are we going to do then? We got to make our money.
Well, I mean, I guess we could just put a sign on your front door in case somebody drives by.
What are the odds that someone drives by the house looking for pool?
Oh, believe me, they're going to be speeding by.
Go make a sign.
Okay. There, now people will know where to show up.
Okay, good.
Okay, now that the sign's up, all we have to do is sit here and wait for people to show up so we can make our money.
Heck yeah.
You know, sometimes I wish I could blink. My eyes are so dry.
Mine too.
I told you that sign would work. All right, what chump's ready to be destroyed in pool?
Be okay, guy?
Jonathan, what are you doing here? Why are you wearing a towel?
Well, I saw the sign for a pool tournament, and I'm really good at swimming, so I thought there might be some really hot babes here that would go skinny-dipping with me. Is your wife here?
No, Jonathan, not that kind of pool. I meant like billiards, like the game.
Well, I can play billiards.
Oh, yeah? You have any money?
Well, no, but... Ooh. How about every time I miss a shot, I have to take off a piece of clothing? I'm really bad.
No, Jonathan, get out of here.
No.
We're going to need a different sign. It's really on there. There. Now there won't be any confusion. Bingo! We got someone! All right, who wants it?
Hello! Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
What? Girl Scout cookies? What the... Get in here and get your ass kicked in pool.
Excuse me, what?
You heard me, get in there.
Are you gonna buy some cookies?
Well, yeah, if you win. Now, come on.
Okay. So what are we doing?
We're playing pool. Now, how much money you got?
$8.
$8? How long you been selling cookies today?
8 hours.
8 hours? That's only $1 an hour. Let's hope you're better at pool than you are selling cookies. You know what? We're wagering these cookies, too. All right, Jeffy, let her break.
Okay.
So what do I do?
You hit the ball with the stick. Haven't you played pool before? Hurry up.
I don't feel good about this.
Oh, come on, man. This is how we make money. And cookies.
She's just a little girl.
No. She knew what she was getting herself into when she rang the doorbell. She wanted this.
I think she was just trying to sell cookies.
No way, man. She saw the sign and she thought she could con us. She doesn't want us to know that she's secretly good at pool. She's trying to do the same thing we are doing. But we're smarter than that. That's why we're gonna win. Hurry up, punk.
Okay.
Who was that? That sucked! You even know how to play?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, she's trying to con us. All right, Jeffy, show her what you got.
Let me show you how it's done.
Yeah, it's my boy right there. It's my boy.
Are you eating the cookies?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to win.
All right, prepare to lose.
Lost! You suck! Oh, what's this? I'm gonna have one of your cookies.
Oh, your cookies are so good. Oh, you're $8. Yes.
So what happened?
What happened? You lost. That's what happened. Go back to pool school, loser. Learn some new tricks. You can't con a conner. Yeah, get to step and get out of here. Walk of shame. Man, that felt good.
But that was wrong.
Wrong? Come on, buddy. There's nothing wrong about this. Look, have a cookie.
I don't want to eat it.
It tastes good, right? It's the taste of victory.
No.
Yeah, I know. They kind of taste like shit. But look, we got $8. You know, we just do that a few more times, we'll have like $20. Who's that? Another chump! Who's ready to go broke?
Hey there.
Hey.
Goodman.
You know this chump?
What are you doing here?
Well, you see, I run the Girl Scout Cookie Foundation, and two of my girls showed up with no money and no cookies, saying that they were robbed.
Robbed, yeah, okay. You should tell your little con artist to get better at playing pool.
Pardon me?
Yeah, they came ringing our doorbell and saying they were the best pool players there were, and we showed them, didn't we, Marvin?
But not really. So you guys were playing pool?
Yeah, you good?
I'm really good.
Okay, well, put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
All right, come on in.
$100,000 that I win.
Marvin, we're going to win $100,000.
I don't think we should do this.
What are you talking about? Your son's a god. Of course we're going to win.
But what if we don't win?
We're not going to lose.
So where's your $100,000?
We have $100,000. Don't worry.
Are you sure? Because all I see is $8 and a bag of my cookies.
Well, that's just chump change. Don't worry. We got it.
We don't have $100,000.
Shut up. He doesn't need to know that.
So who wants to break?
Oh, we do. We do. We want to break. Jeffy, come break.
Let me show you how it's done.
Woohoo! Yeah! Go, Jeffy!
Alright, prepare to lose.
No! Come on! Come on! Get in the hole! That's your home! Go in there!
One ball left.
I call this pocket.
No. Marvin, we might lose.
I just gotta line up my shot.
Oh my god, Marvin, I think we're gonna lose.
No. He could miss this shot. It's a very long shot.
Why didn't all of Jeffy's balls go in?
Because your stupid cookie crumbs affected the ball.
Damn it, they're not even that good.
And Bingo was his name, though.
Fuck.
So how much money did you make, Marvin?
We lost $100,000.
What? You don't have $100,000.
Well, I didn't lose it. Brooklyn guy bet it, so he lost it.
How's he gonna pay that back?
I don't know.
Hey, Danny, look. My head's a washing machine.
Who's that? Hello?
Hey.
Say the thing.
Hello, I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. Would you like to buy some?
Why are you doing this?
I gotta make back that $100,000 somehow. Please buy some cookies.
Officer Simmons! Officer Guard! Get in here!
You called us, sir?
Look, Chief, I got this dinosaur toy.
Put the damn toy down, Simmons.
Sorry, sir.
What do you need us for, sir?
Well, there's this dolphin going around selling illegal black tar tuna. It's been killing people eating tuna sandwiches. I need you guys to do an undercover sting operation and get this scum off the streets.
Will do, sir.
Can I bring the dinosaur toy?
Give me the damn toy, Simmons! And have this back after you capture the dolphin.
Okay, sir.
Come on, Simmons. Let's get this bastard off the streets. All right, Simmons, we're here.
Why am I dressed like a dolphin, mate?
Well, he's not going to give black tar tuna to a cop, but he'll give it to another dolphin.
But why did I have to put the dolphin costume on? Why couldn't you put it on?
Because I'm claustrophobic, Simmons. I can't wear a tight costume. Besides, you look good as a dolphin.
Thanks, mate.
All right, so when he shows up, you're going to ask him for the tuna, and when he gives it to you, we bust him.
All right.
Wait a minute, is that him?
Oh, yeah, that is him.
Okay, go talk to him.
Quick. All right. Hey, how's it going, mate? I mean...
Is that a cop in your car?
Who, him? Oh, no, that's my Uber driver.
Your Uber driver's a cop?
No, we just got back from a Halloween party.
It's not Halloween.
You're right.
Okay, wait a minute. Is that a human head coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, I just ate a human. Yummy.
Oh, cool. Oh, you want to buy this black tar tuna?
Sure.
All right, that'll be $500.
I don't have any money.
Wait, how am I supposed to sell you the tuna if you don't have money?
Hold on. Let me go ask my Uber driver.
All right, Simmons, where's the tuna?
I don't have any money.
What do you mean you don't have money? You didn't bring any money?
No, this dolphin costume ain't got pockets.
Okay, fine. How much does he want?
$500.
$500? We should charge him for robbery, too. Jesus, what's that stuff made of? Okay, let me see how much I have. Okay, I've only got about $140 here. Just give this to him and see how much we can get. We can't arrest him until he sells it to us.
All right. Hey, I'm back with the money.
That's not $500.
I know, but it's all I got, mate.
That's not good enough. I need $500.
Well, could you just sell me a little bit?
No, I only sell the whole can.
Oh, come on, mate. You're busting my balls here.
Okay, Simmons, get the tuna so we can bust this guy. Wait, is that my phone? Why is my phone ringing? Why is my wife calling me? What, Karen? I'm undercover right now.
What did you say, Pointy? You're under the covers with another woman?
No, why would I even tell you that if I was? No, I'm a cop, and I'm doing an undercover sting operation.
Sting? Were you stung by a bee, Boydie?
No, I wasn't.
You need to put some Neosporin on it so it doesn't swell up.
Oh my god, Karen, I can't talk. What do you want?
Boynie, the remote died and I need to know what batteries it takes.
What kind of batteries are in there right now, Karen?
I don't know, Boydie.
Well, just look at them. What do they look like? Like, are they small?
All batteries are small, Boydie.
Oh my god, okay, there's small batteries and there's like medium-sized batteries. Like, which one is it?
I want to say yes.
What do you mean, yes? It wasn't a yes or no question, Karen.
Sorry, man. I can't give it to you unless you give me $500.
Oh, come on, mate. I can't arrest you until you sell me some.
Arrest me? I knew you were a cop.
Oh, no, I'm not a cop. Help me, mate.
Karen, I don't know how you don't know the difference between AAA and AA batteries.
I never had to learn, Boydie.
Learn? You don't have to learn. You don't go to school for this stuff, Karen. It's basic life stuff.
Boydie, just tell me what kind of batteries I need.
Me? You tell me. You're the one who's looking at the batteries.
But compare it to something, Boydie.
Okay, I guess like a AA battery looks like a Tootsie Roll, I guess.
Oh, I haven't had a Tootsie Roll in years, Boydie. We should go to the store and get some.
Karen, stay focused. Okay, how about this? How about I just change the batteries when I get home?
Oh, no, Boydie, my show's on. I can't miss it again.
Miss it? What show could you possibly miss that isn't already on an app that ends in the word plus?
Boydie, just tell me what kind of batteries I need. read.
Okay, we'll make this easy. Just read the letters that are on the batteries.
Oh, there's a lot of letters, Boydie.
A lot of letters? Like three A's for AAA?
No, there's no A's.
What, no A's? Oh, these aren't D batteries. Okay, read the batteries.
Okay, E-N-
What?
E-R-G-
No. Karen, you're saying Energizer. That's the brand of the... I'm hanging up. Oh, God damn it, Simmons, what happened? Oh, my God, Simmons, are you okay?
Oh, he beat me up, mate.
Simmons, what happened?
He found out we were cops. I need to go to the hospital.
Okay, I'll get you there right now.
Damn it, Gary, how'd you mess this up? Your partner's in the hospital and that damn dolphin's still on the loose.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just my wife called and she didn't know the difference between a double A and a triple A battery and I got distracted and it was just a whole thing.
I don't want to hear it, Gary. Find that dolphin or you're fired.
Okay, sir. I'll get that dolphin.
You better or it's your ass.
All right, Danny. You ready to watch Monsters, Inc.?
I don't want to watch Monsters, Inc. today, Jeffy.
But, Danny, you said we could watch Monsters, Inc. while wearing our costumes. So put your Sully costume on, Daddy.
I'm not putting that Sully costume on.
Put that costume on or so help me. So help me.
No, Jeffy.
Well, I want to watch a movie with you, Daddy.
Me and you, you and me, both of us together.
No, Jeffy, we're not watching it.
But, Daddy, I want to watch the movie on repeat for a month straight.
That's impossible, Jeffy.
Not for Googly Bear.
Stop quoting Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork correctly.
What?
You gotta do this favor for me, buddy. The pink copies go to accounting, the future ones go to purchasing, and the goldenrod ones go to raunch.
Abuse. What are you talking about, Jeffy?
Genius, do you know why I bought the movie? To watch it. You know, with the watch and the laugh.
Okay, fine. We'll watch Monsters, Inc., Jeffy.
Great.
Mike Wazowski.
See, Daddy? Mommy gets it.
Okay, I'm turning the movie on.
Kitty!
Breaking news, MK. The police are looking for a dolphin who beat up a police officer. He's wearing a leather jacket and considered thin and dangerous.
Oh, my gosh! That dolphin beat up that police officer. He must be really dangerous.
2319! We got 2319!
Jeffy, shut up. Look, I'm turning on your stupid, dumb movie. Who's that?
I love you, Smoochie Poo.
Hello?
Hey, man.
Oh, you're the dolphin from the news that's wanted by the police!
Yes, that's me, okay? I want to know if I can stay in your house.
What? No, you can't stay in my house. You're a fugitive. I'm not going to let a fugitive in my house.
Oh, come on. The police will never even think to look here. Not unless you have, like, an aquarium in your backyard.
No, I don't have an aquarium in my backyard.
See? They'll never even look here.
No, I have a wife and a kid. You're a dangerous person. I don't want you in my house.
No, come on. Dolphins are nice. We don't bite. We're not like sharks. Sharks are mean.
But you beat up that police officer.
Yeah, but he was trying to arrest me. Okay, look, I'll pay you $100 a day to stay here.
$100 a day?
Yeah.
Okay, come inside, roommate.
Thanks.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Hey, everybody.
Ah, it's the dolphin from the news!
Shut up or I'll kill you.
Wait, this is my wife.
Hello, ma'am. What a lovely home you have.
Marvin, what is he doing here?
He needed a place to stay.
And you said he could stay here?
He's giving us $100 a day.
That's not enough! This is illegal!
Oh, come on. You'll never even know I'm here. Dolphins are quiet, peaceful animals.
That thing is a killing machine!
No, you're thinking of killer whales.
No, he's just quoting Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I love that movie. Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
So help me!
Oh, look, baby, everything's gonna be fine. Just let him stay here.
No, Marvin, I don't approve of this!
He's giving us $100 a day. That's $3,000 a month. You can get manicures and pedicures and whatever you want.
I don't have nails, Marvin. I'm a puppet!
Breaking news, okay? The police are offering a $20,000 reward if you find the dolphin that beat up the police officer.
$20,000 reward?
Baby, we have to turn him in.
I think you're right, Marvin.
Oh, come on, guys. $20,000 isn't that much money. I mean, if I pay you $100 a day, you'll make that much in 7 months.
Buddy, we'll never turn you in. We would never turn you in.
We're gonna turn him in.
Okay, Marvin.
I'm gonna distract him and you're gonna call the police.
All right.
We're not gonna turn you in.
Oh, that's good, because I'll do whatever you want. Like, I'll be your little pet dolphin or whatever.
I want a pet dolphin!
What, you want a pet dolphin, Jeffy?
Yeah?
Okay, you can be Jeffy's pet dolphin.
Okay, cool. I mean, I can't really do any tricks or anything. I guess I can steal things and kill people.
You don't have to do any of that. Just be Jeffy's little pet dolphin, okay?
Okay.
So, baby, while we hang out with Jeffy's new pet, how about you go order us some polizza?
Nah, I'm not that hungry.
No, baby, I don't think you understand me. Go call the polizza man, pizza man, the polizza man, and order some polizza.
Are you having a stroke, Marvin?
No, baby, listen to me. Call the polizza man. You know, what's their number? 711? No, 811-111.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Order some polizza, okay? And if it's not here in 10 minutes, we get 20 G's. 20 cheese pizzas, you know?
Oh!
Yeah. Make sure there's some toppings on the polizza.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Marvin.
Go order the polizza.
Okay!
She's just ordering pizza.
Man, whenever you order pizza, things get really stressful.
Yeah, it's a very stressful process in this house. We rarely order pizza. So let's go do pet stuff with Jeffy. Come on!
Okay. All right, kid. What kind of pet stuff you want me to do? I can roll over, take a nap.
No. Let's play fetch.
Fetch?
Yep. Go get it.
Okay. There, I got it.
Go get it.
All right. Okay, I think I'm kind of done with fetch.
No. Go get it.
Okay, I think we can finish with fetch for now.
Nope. Go get it.
Okay, but this is the last one.
Yeah, Jeffy, I think he's getting tired of fetch.
Okay, no more fetch.
Go get it.
I'm not getting it.
Go get it.
I'm not gonna get it.
Bad dolphin.
Don't you hurt him, because I'll call the cops.
Okay.
I think you need to brush your teeth, and we're gonna wash your mouth out.
Why?
Because scary monsters don't have plaque. Come on.
Okay,
Marvin, I ordered the pizza and called the police.
Why'd you order a pizza?
Well, you were talking in code, and I didn't know which one you wanted me to do, so I did both.
I wanted you to call the police, not order pizza.
Okay, well, I did both.
Now we're gonna pizza. We're not gonna eat it. Hold on, who is that? Hello?
Hey there, you ordered pizza and also called the cops?
Ew, what kind of pizza is this?
This is police station pizza.
Police station pizza?
Yeah, somebody choked to death on it, so we took it as evidence, but then when you ordered the pizza, we just took it out of the evidence locker and decided to give it to you.
Why would you give me evidence pizza?
Well, because nobody's ever ordered a pizza from the cops before, so we didn't know what to do.
Oh, well, forget the pizza. Look, you know that dolphin that's wanted on the news?
Yeah.
He's in my house.
Where is that bastard?
He's up there, come on!
Silly dolphin! You got toothpaste all over your leather jacket!
Thanks for putting it in the washing machine, kid.
Here he is, officer! This is a dolphin from the news!
No, this is just a normal dolphin.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, the dolphin I'm looking for wears a leather jacket. This guy doesn't have one.
No, he just took it off!
Well, I don't see it.
Well, no, he took the leather jacket off. He has one.
Well, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist.
What? What about oxygen?
Nope, doesn't exist.
What? Oh, no, he can talk!
Well, talk then, dolphin. Nah, he's just making dolphin noises.
Well, no, he's messing with you! This is the dolphin that hurt your partner!
Look, man, this is the sixth call I've gotten today about fake dolphin reports, and my office is really hurt, okay? So don't even talk to me about this kid!
You really tried to rat me out, didn't you?
Well, no, it's a $20,000! You can't blame me!
You know, now I'm gonna have to kill you.
What, kill me?
Yeah, but first I gotta get my leather jacket. I can't kill people without my leather jacket.
No!
Alright, I'm gonna kill you.
Please don't kill us!
Oh, I have to. You broke my trust.
We'll do anything. Just leave us alone, please!
Hey, do you guys have any AA or AAA batteries? Because my wife doesn't know the... Whoa, wait a minute! You're the dolphin I'm looking for!
Wait, he's right there!
No, I'm not. Wait, you can talk? Oh, you're definitely the dolphin. You're under arrest! Boink! I got him. He got me.
Okay, where's the reward?
What?
The news said $20,000 for whoever helps capture the dolphin, and I showed you where he was at.
But I caught the dolphin, so I should get the reward.
But no, I called you and said the dolphin was here, so I told you where he was at.
No. The dolphin you showed me didn't have a leather jacket, and he couldn't talk. This dolphin has a leather jacket, and he can talk.
No, they're the same dolphin. The dolphin I showed you is that dolphin. He just took his jacket off.
No, I mean, I'm being serious, man. I'd let you have the reward if you found him, but I found this guy.
No, they're the same dolphin. The dolphin you saw like 2 minutes ago is that dolphin. He took his jacket off.
But why would a dolphin take his jacket off?
Because he got toothpaste on it when he was brushing his teeth.
Why would a dolphin brush his teeth?
Because scary monsters don't have plaque.
Facts. Okay, look, man, this isn't your dolphin.
It is. He was paying me to stay here, and I was letting him stay here, and then I called you guys.
Wait a minute. Did you just confess to harboring a criminal?
You're right. You found him.
Okay. Come on. You come with me.
He's out of our hair.
All right, Jeffy, we'll watch Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski!
All right, Jeffy, me and Mommy are going out to eat, and we're going to leave you home alone, so don't make a mess, okay?
All right, Daddy.
Be safe, Jeffy.
I ain't going. All right. Since my mommy and daddy aren't here, I get to watch a TV show they told me not to watch. Oh, yeah. You know what you're doing. Oh, yeah, keep doing that.
We forgot our keys. Jeffy! We told you not to watch the TV show!
Mommy! again!
Jeffy, we said do not watch pogo sticking videos, because then you're going to want to start pogo sticking, and pogo sticking is dangerous.
Marvin, Jeffy needs to watch more educational TV shows.
Yes, he does. Like Wendoa the Explorer.
What is that?
It's a very educational TV show that you need to watch, and we're going to watch it with him as a family. We're not going out to eat anymore.
Hola! My name is Wendoa. I'm an explorer. What's your name?
Aw, this is fun. Jeffy, tell her your name.
It's a TV, Mommy. She can't hear me.
Jeffy, tell her your name.
Fine. My name is Hippo Butthole.
That's a cool name. My parents don't supervise me. Do you want to go on an adventure with me?
No.
Jeffy, be nice.
Great. But we can't go on an adventure without my friend Sandals the Monkey. Can you help me find him?
He's behind the tree.
Where is he?
I said he's behind the tree, but you can't hear me because it's a TV!
Where?
Say it louder, Jeffy. Maybe she didn't hear you.
He's behind the tree!
Where?
The tree! Behind the tree!
Where?
I swear to God, if you say where one more time, I'm gonna lose my...
Jeffy, calm down.
But he's behind the tree, Daddy!
I know, he's behind the tree.
Where?
Oh my God, Daddy! Take me to the jungle, because I'm gonna strangle her!
Well, Jeffy, just calm down. Say it one more time. Maybe she'll hear you this time.
But the monkey is right behind you!
Where?
I literally can't help you. It's right there. It's not my fault you can't see it. Dad, she's blind. Legally blind.
Oh, there he is. Thank you for helping me find him. Now we can go on our adventure.
Thank God! Thank God, Daddy! We finally get to go on your stupid adventure!
Okay, just calm down, Jeffy. Just watch the show.
Wait! We can't go on an adventure without my binoculars. Can you help me find my binoculars?
This shit again?
Jeffy, language! Like, help her find her binoculars!
They're around her neck like my hands are gonna be when I'm strangling her!
Jeffy, tell her where they're at.
Around your neck.
Where are they?
No way. No way is she this dumb.
Where? Where? Where?
I'm not even gonna help her. I'm just gonna let the monkey do it this time.
Where could they be? It's not polite to hit, Sandals.
That monkey has more patience than me, because I would have slapped her a long time ago.
Oh, there they are. Now let's go on our adventure.
Finally. Now we can go on this dumb adventure. It better be worth it.
To start our adventure, we have to find out where we're going. Let's ask Google Maps. Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps, Google Maps. I know where we're going. First, we go through the rabies bat cave, and then we sneak through the sneaky snake pit, and finally, we get to the poison ivy river.
That sounds scary.
I hope she dies.
Jeffy!
Let's go! Wendoa, Wendoa, Wendoa the Explorer!
Hey there!
Oh no, it's Killer the Lion. Can you help me stop him from killing us? Say it with me. Killer, no killing!
Kill her, please kill her!
Jeffy, stop it!
No killing!
Oh, rats! You said it three times, now I can't kill you!
Yay, we did it! We did it! We did it! Yay!
Oh, wait! Words can't stop me from killing you!
Jesus Christ!
Poor Wendoa!
Thank God!
Jeffy!
She was the most annoying person on TV!
I really hope she's okay.
Look the news!
Breaking news, okay? Famous television actress Wendoa is thought to have been killed by a lion on national television. Her partner, Sandals the Monkey, has a shocking interview now. Let's go to that. Truly devastating. There is a jungle-wide search for Wendoa, and if you find her alive, the police are offering a $20,000 reward.
Man, I really hope they find her.
$20,000? Dang, I can go find her.
No, Jeffy, you're not going out in the woods. There's lions out there and it's dangerous. You're staying inside.
All right,
Daddy. Oh, man, this Five Guys burger is so good.
Hey, Junior, did you see what happened to Wendoa?
Yeah, she got ate by that lion. It was so sick.
Yeah, did you also see that they're offering a $20,000 reward if we find her?
Wait, if we find her in the woods?
Yeah, so I was coming to see if you wanted to help me find her.
Oh, yeah, let's go in the woods and try to find her.
All right, let's go, Junior.
All right, let's go.
All right, Junior, let's go out here and try to find Wendoa. So we get that reward.
What? Jeffy, why do you have to talk like that?
Oh, because I'm wearing a cowboy hat, and I thought that's how I had to talk.
Well, Roy's mine a cowboy hat?
Sure.
Where you be? There you are,
Jeffy! All right, so let's try finding her.
All right.
Well, this is a big force, Jeffy. What are the odds of finding her?
Oh, no, Junior. It's going to be really hard.
Jeffy!
What?
Is that her bandana?
Junior, there's her binoculars.
Oh, look, her binoculars. That's so cool. That means we're close to finding her.
Junior,
what?
There's her hand.
What? Oh, my God! Her hand! Her leg! Oh, my God, Jeffy. Okay, so obviously, she might still be okay. She'll still have, like, her other arm and her other leg, right?
Junior?
What?
Look.
What do we do?
I don't know, Junior. We need to call somebody.
Well, hold on. Do we still get the reward?
No, because he's dead.
Well, hold on. Maybe they'll give us money per part. So maybe they'll give us like $1,000 for her leg, $1,000 for her arm, $10,000 for her head.
Yeah.
So let's start collecting the pieces and see what they'll give us.
All right, Junior.
All right, Jeffy. Here's all the pieces we found.
Hey, Junior, watch this. I'm going to give her a low five.
Wouldn't that be a low four, because you guys only have four fingers?
Yep, I guess you're right.
Let's go get our reward.
But who do we call to get the reward?
I think we call the news.
All right, well, now I'll go call the news.
Hey, guys, did you hear what happened to Window? Whoa. Junior, why is Window's head and body parts on your couch?
Because me and Jeffy became explorers, and we went in the forest and found her.
So you brought the body parts back here?
Yep, so we can get a reward.
Wait, you're not going to get a reward, Junior.
We're probably not going to get the full 20,000, but I was thinking we can get 10,000 for her head, 1,000 for her leg, and 1,000 for her arm. That's $12,000. That's $6,000 for me and Jeffy.
But no, you're not going to get anything because the reward was for if she was alive.
No, they're going to give us something for these body parts or we'll go elsewhere to sell them.
No, Junior. No, you're going to go to jail.
But why would we go to jail?
Because you brought the body parts here so it looks like you killed her.
Everyone knows we didn't kill her. It was the lion. And I'm not lying.
Balloon tits!
Junior, this is really, really bad.
Well, no, it's not. What was I supposed to do when I found her?
You're supposed to call the police.
But then they would have taken the reward.
Well, no, they would investigate the crime scene.
There's nothing to investigate because we all saw what happened to her on TV, dummy.
Junior.
You're just mad because you're not going to get any of the money for finding any of her body parts.
No, Junior. I don't want anything to do with any of this.
Well, okay, then where do we sell the parts to if you say if the calling the cops are going to get us in trouble?
I don't know. The black market? I don't know people who buy body parts.
I will buy those binoculars, though. Here, you want $20 for them?
What, $20? Is that a good deal?
Yeah, sold.
Okay, you can have
them. Pleasure doing business with you. Now I can look inside people's windows while they undress.
Wait. Do you want her bandana?
No, I don't want it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just take these binoculars and go.
All right, we made $20 off those binoculars.
That's $10 each, Junior.
Heck yeah. All right, so let's go find a black market to sell these body parts, because if we call the cops, we'll get in trouble, apparently.
All right, let's go.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the black market. We buy illegal things. What can I do for you today?
We have something we think you might like.
Fish? I'm a dolphin. I eat fish.
No, Jeffy, show him.
Whoa, is that Windoa?
Yep, that is the Windoa. She went missing today, so we went into the forest and we found her.
Nice. So, you looking to sell or pawn?
Sell.
All right, well, the best I can do is $100.
$100? The news said she's worth $20,000.
No, that's only if she's alive. This is pretty much worthless.
Well, no, we found her head and her leg and her arm. Can you at least do, like, $12,000?
Nah, sorry, the best I can do is $100.
Well, I didn't know this was useless.
Yeah, but you know, if you'd have brought me her binoculars, I would have given you $50,000.
$50,000 for the binoculars? We had the binoculars.
You wish.
No, we did it. We sold them for $20.
Yeah, well, you got ripped off.
Well, why are they worth so much?
Well, because she's dead and they're a collector's item. Apparently, she only ever used one pair of binoculars, so they're worth a lot.
Whoa, I promise we had them. So if we can get them back, will you buy them from us?
Yeah, if you bring me those binoculars, I'll give you $50,000.
Jeffy, we have to find Cody and get those binoculars back.
Damn right we do!
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wait. What do you want to do with this?
We want to sell that.
Oh, here.
Okay.
Hey, guys, why'd you call me over? I was just outside playing with my binoculars. I was looking at everything. They're so cool, I'll never get rid of them.
Well, I think they're dumb, and they make your head look fat.
But why'd you call me over?
Well, me and Jeffy were talking it over, and we decided that we feel bad. We feel bad for ripping you off by selling you those binoculars.
You didn't rip me off.
Yes, we did. $20 was way too much to charge you for those. So we feel bad. You bought them from us for $20. Well, we want to buy them back for $100.
Yeah, that's an $80 profit.
But I don't want to sell these.
Why not?
Well, because I'm Window's biggest fan, and these are the binoculars she died with. I'm not going to get rid of these.
You're not Window's biggest fan.
Yes, I am. I know the theme song and everything.
Well, they mean more to me and Jeffy because we found them.
Well, you don't even care about Window.
Yes, we do. We care enough about her to go look for her. You didn't go look for her.
Well, no, because I was too busy crying.
Well, That's dumb. What if we offer you $120?
But no, Junior, no amount of money is going to make me give you those binoculars.
Well, what if we trade you something cool?
Well, what?
We have so many cool things to trade. Right, Jeffy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have so many cool things. Hold on. I'm going to grab all the cool stuff that we can trade for those binoculars.
All right, Cody. This is what I have to trade.
What is that, a mostly eaten cheeseburger?
Not just any mostly eaten cheeseburger. A Five Guys mostly eaten cheeseburger.
Junior, I want Five Guys, but not the restaurant.
But the cheeseburgers are good.
I know their cheeseburgers are good, but I don't want your half-eaten cheeseburger.
Are you sure? Because I was going to finish this, but I saved it to trade for you.
Well, you can go ahead and finish it, because I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. All right, this thing you can't turn down.
What is that?
It's a to-go drink from Chili's.
Why would I want a to-go drink from Chili's?
Because it's a strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, it slaps.
Really? It's empty.
Yeah, I drank it all.
Why would you give me an empty to-go drink from Chili's?
Because you can go back and probably get a refill or something.
I don't want it.
All right, Jeffy, get the other thing. I really didn't want to get rid of this, but I'll do it for you.
Whoa, what is that?
It's a half-eaten Uncrustable.
Do you have any Uncrustables that are not eaten?
No, I eat about half and I stop eating them.
Why don't you just finish the Uncrustable?
Because there's so much left, I get full.
Junior, I don't want your half-eaten Uncrustables.
You don't want any of this stuff?
No, Junior, why are you just bringing me your leftover food?
Because it's the food that was left in my room, and Chef will ground me if he finds food in my room.
This is gross, and I don't want it. I mean, if you had, like, a full Uncrustable, we'd be talking. But no, I don't want this.
Look, Cody, we really need those binoculars back.
Well, no, Junior, I want to keep these binoculars.
Breaking news, UK! Sandals the Monkey has been arrested for allegedly hiring the Lion to kill Wendoa! If you have any evidence, please turn it in to local police now.
Oh no, I have to turn these binoculars into the police.
No, you don't.
Well, yes, I do, Junior, it's evidence.
We'll hand them over. Me and Jeffy will turn them in.
No, I don't trust you. I'm doing it myself.
No. Oh, we're not gonna get the money for the binoculars!
Oh, Junior, this sucks!
Thanks, kid, for turning in these binoculars. It's really gonna help the investigation a lot.
Yeah, whatever I can do to help avenge Wendoa. All right, you have a good night.
Did he give them to you?
Yup, like taking candy from a baby.
Sweet, now let's go get our $50,000.
Yeah.
All right, blowhole head, here's the binoculars. Where's our 50 grand?
Wow, you actually got them. Here you go.
Sweet!
25,000 each!
Perfect. I really hope Rose really likes the roses I got her. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to play golf?
Yeah, what do I do?
You gotta hit that little white ball into that cup.
All right, I got it. Four. Who get A's?
I think you hit Chef Pee-Pee.
Darn.
Jeffy, you almost broke that glass vase of flowers.
Well, I'll be more careful this time.
Oh, no, you broke the flower vase.
Let's go check.
What's your parents going to say?
They'll get over it.
You also hit Logan's camera during the scene and broke it. Yeah, the whole scene was out of focus. It kind of ruined it.
Well, you'll get over it.
All right, Rose. Check out your roses.
Marvin, what are you talking about?
There were roses just right here. Ah! Someone broke them.
Marvin, who could have done that?
Jeffy!
Four.
Jeffy, get in here. You hit your dad.
Oh.
Marvin, are you okay?
Jeffy! Jeffy!
Hey, Dane, look, I'm a stripper.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
I'm flossing my butt cheeks on the pole.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
No.
Then where'd you get that golf club behind you?
Who put that there?
And where'd these golf balls come from?
Darn, I guess Tiger Woods was here.
Jeffy, you're going to grab a vacuum and you're going to clean up that mess.
I'm sorry, a what?
A vacuum.
What is a vacuum?
Come here, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to clean up this mess?
What am I supposed to do with this big winner, Daddy?
It's a vacuum and you're going to suck all this up.
Oh, suck me, Daddy.
Jeffy, just suck it up.
All right, Daddy. There, and done.
Good, you cleaned up the entire mess.
That was fun, Daddy.
Well, now you're grounded for breaking it, and you have to eat green beans for dinner.
But I don't like green beans, Daddy.
You have to eat every single bite.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, you have to eat every single one of these green beans.
Oh, no, green beans, ew.
Jeffy, eat it.
All right, Daddy. All right, Daddy, I'm done.
There's no way you ate all those green beans.
Ate all of it, like a girl's booty fresh out the shower.
Well, Jeffy, you're still grounded.
All right, Daddy, I'm going to go have more fun with my vacuum.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's my scrambled eggs? Oh, wow! You're sleeping on the job? I can't believe you!
No! I'm not sleeping on the job! I think I got hit in the back of the head with a golf ball!
Oh, wow! I can't believe you would actually lie to my face! You know what? Forget these scrambled eggs. I want you to make me some Jell-O in every single color! Right now! Get to making it! And done!
Man, that's a lot of Jell-O. Braxton better be happy with this. Braxton, your Jell-O's ready!
You took the ball with Jell-O!
Whoops.
No, whoops! You better put it back right now!
I'll see if there's a setting for that.
There better be a setting for that!
It looks like there's a blow setting.
We'll press it!
Alright.
Jeffy! I hate you, Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Can I hide?
What? He ate all my Jell-O!
He gonna get it now.
That's 10 seconds for him!
Swish!
Aw, look at the little baby Thomas!
Hey, guys, check out my vacuum!
Oh, you got a raccoon? I wanna see!
No, it's a vacuum and it sucks things.
Kinda like Cody's mom.
Ha!
You wanna see?
Yeah! Yeah, dude!
Cody's right back!
Suck that Thomas!
Oh, dude, what is wrong with you?
You got it! Give me Thomas!
Yeah, give me my hat, dude! Give me my hat! Come on!
Thank God I got Thomas back.
Dude, my hat! This is totally disgusting!
Get out of here, Jeffy!
Yeah, scram, dude! Yeah, take your vacuum with you!
Oh, man, my face hurts so bad.
Marvin, I popped some popcorn.
How is this gonna help my face?
I don't know, Marvin. I just thought it'd be super cute to watch a movie together and eat some popcorn.
My face hurts.
Well, maybe the movie will distract you from the pain.
I think Jeffy broke my eye sockets.
Jeffy didn't mean to hurt you, Marvin.
Okay, how about Jeffy hits you in the face with a golf ball and see if you're all happy?
Jeffy can't do that, silly. I'm too pretty.
What movie do you want to watch?
I don't know, Marvin, but I would like to listen to something really loud so we can enjoy the new surround sound. I want to hear every word that they're saying. Also, I need subtitles.
You don't need subtitles if the movie's loud.
But I want to read and listen.
But the words take up half the screen.
Marvin, come on, please.
Okay, fine. What movie do you watch?
How about Saving Ryan's Privates?
Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah, that one!
That's a very violent movie.
Very loud and violent!
Okay.
Louder, Marvin!
But it's already so loud. It's so loud!
What?
It's so loud!
Marvin, I'm trying to watch the movie! You're distracting me!
It's so loud!
I can't hear you, Marvin!
I can't tonight! Oh my God, I'm gonna eat some popcorn! You ate all the popcorn!
What?
You ate all the popcorn!
Marvin, I didn't eat all the popcorn!
The whole bowl was full, I looked over and then it was empty. You ate it!
Marvin, I was watching the movie with you, how could I eat all the popcorn?
I think you wanted the movie really loud so I wouldn't hear you munching.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm not calling you fat, I think you have a sweet tooth for popcorn.
But Marvin, it's a salty snack, not a sweet one!
I just think you're hungry for popcorn!
Marvin, how do I know that you didn't eat all the popcorn?
Because I was watching the dumb movie and getting tinnitus from how loud it was!
I was watching the movie with you!
Just admit you ate the popcorn because you were
hungry! I didn't eat the popcorn!
You were hungry!
What? You were hungry too, that's why I made you popcorn!
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Oh, great! Yeah, run away from your problems, Marvin!
Well, at least I can run because I'm not overweight for me and so much popcorn!
I'm going to my mother's!
Well, make sure there's not a weight limit on the plane ticket.
Hello? Hey, Marvin, what happened to your face? Did a 300-pound girl sit on it? Because last time my face looked like that, that's what happened to me.
No, it was a golf ball.
She's a big bitch.
It was a golf ball.
Anyway, where's your house payment?
Oh, I actually have my house payment this month.
The shock on my face if you magically make your house payment appear in my hand. Abracadabra.
Well, let me go get it.
I'll be waiting.
All right, my house payment was right... What? Hey! What happened to my house payment? It was right here!
Oh no, Goodman's not gonna believe me. Oh.
What are you doing?
Itching my balls, Marvin. Waiting makes my balls itch. And by the looks of it, you coming back empty-handed, I'm about to scratch my balls clean off my body! Now where's your house payment?
Well, you see, look, I had it.
Had it. Well, I've had it with you. Smell it!
Well, I'm not smelling it. Well, listen.
Where is your house payment?
Look, I had it and it disappeared like poof.
Like poof. Like fucking Houdini?
Yeah.
Marvin, you see that car back there? You know what that is? It's a Lamborghini. And you'll never have one, because you can't even pay your own house payment. Now let's go inside and try to find that house payment of yours.
So it was right here?
Yeah, it was right there, and it just went away.
Darn, I hate when that happens.
Well, I promise, I'm not joking. Look, I was so excited to give you the house payment.
I bet you were, and I was so excited to get your house payment. But silly me for believing you.
I'm not lying. Look, I will find the money, and I will pay it to you by tomorrow.
All right, if you don't pay it by tomorrow, then your face is going to look like that, but like 10 times worse, because I'm going to sit on your face. And let me tell you something, Marvin. I don't wipe, and I'm a bouncer. And these steel balls are going to be slapping you in the face the entire time, okay?
Oh, okay, I promise I'll get it tomorrow.
I'm leaving. Can't wait to sit on Marvin's face tomorrow when he doesn't give me his house payment. Wait, where's my Lamborghini key? Oh, hell no. Marvin! Marvin!
What?
You call this looking for your house payment? Sitting on your couch?
I was looking for it.
No, you weren't. Don't lie to me.
I'm going to look for it.
When? Tomorrow when it's due? Because if I were you, I'd be scared of my steel ball slapping you in the face.
I'm going to look for it. Why'd you come back?
Because someone took my Lamborghini key.
Wait, your Lamborghini key's missing and the house payment's missing. Like, who took it?
I don't know. Maybe we should call Scooby-Doo and they can figure out this mystery. But I gotta go. So I called Chives, and he's actually landing a helicopter on the roof right now to come pick me up.
You called, sir?
Yes, Chives. Get me away from this poor.
Very well, sir.
Look, I'm gonna find your car keys and the money, and I'll give them both to you tomorrow.
Good, because if you don't, not only am I gonna be sitting on your face, but I'm gonna get Chives' old raisin ass to sit on your face, too.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. The hell is that?
I think it's Jeffy with a vacuum.
Oh, really? Because what I think it is I think it's your wife lonely in the next room over using power tools because you're not good enough.
Okay, let's go figure out what that noise is.
I'm coming.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be playing with a vacuum.
It's a vacuum, Daddy, and that thing was milking me like a cow.
Jeffy, I am taking the vacuum away from you.
No, that's my vacuum!
Wait, why does it smell so bad? I'm going to open up the vacuum and see what's in it.
No, Daddy, don't!
What is all this?
What, is that popcorn? Oh no, I got mad at Rose for no reason. What the hell is this?
My son's been going around the house vacuuming everything. But look, there's your house payment.
Is my Lamborghini key in there?
Most likely.
Well then you better get to bobbing.
Well please don't make me put my face in that.
Well you either get to bobbing or you're gonna have my balls on your face.
I got your stupid damn car key.
Chives, sell it.
Very well, sir.
Okay, so we good?
You gotta go back down there and get that house payment.
Okay.
So, baby, we haven't had alone time in a while.
I know, Marvin. We've just been so busy with Jeffy.
But I think Jeffy's in his room right now, so we can be alone.
Oh, okay.
What? Jeffy, stop it! Why?
Take me to Disney World.
What, Disney World? I can't take you to Disney World right now.
I gotta show Mickey Mouse my ducky toy.
Mickey Mouse does not care about your ducky toy.
I gotta show him that it squeaks.
He's not gonna care that it squeaks.
See, look.
I see that it squeaks, but Mickey Mouse does not care.
Mickey Mouse is gonna go, oh, that's a cool ducky toy, Jeffy. Hot dogs.
What? Oh, okay, he might say that, but there's no point going to Disney World just for him to say that.
And then Goofy's gonna say, gosh, Jeffy, that sure is a cool ducky toy.
Oh, okay, well, look, we don't need to go just for you to say that.
And then Pluto's gonna say, bark.
Okay.
And then Donald Duck's gonna go,
ducky toy.
Okay, well, look, listen, you already did all the voices, so you don't have to hear them say it.
Well, no, I gotta go to Disney World!
We're not going to Disney World, Jeffy.
If you don't take me to Disney World, I'm gonna squeak my ducky toy all day!
Marvin, how about we try distracting him with something?
Like what?
I don't know, maybe a scavenger hunt?
Ooh, a scavenger hunt. That would distract him for a long time. Hey, Jeffy, we got something. You got something cooler than Disney World.
What?
A scavenger hunt!
What's that?
It's like a treasure hunt, but with no treasure at the end.
So then why would I do it?
Well, because there's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Is it Disney World?
Maybe. Or something cooler than Disney World.
What's cooler than Disney World?
Whatever the prize is at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Well, I don't want to do it.
Well, you're going to do it. Okay, how do we start the scavenger hunt?
Let me write down the clues and hide them around the house.
Okay, look, the scavenger hunt's about to start.
All right, Marvin, I hid all the clues.
All right, let's get Jeffy started on the scavenger hunt, and then we can be alone.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to start the scavenger hunt?
No.
Well, you're going to do it anyway. All right, clue number one. Got a runny nose?
No.
Let me finish. Or dust on your shoes?
No.
No need to cry.
I'm not.
Simply hunt for... What would you hunt for?
Rabbits.
Rabbits? How'd you get rabbits?
Well, you know how they say, oh, it's rabbit season. I'm hunting rabbits.
It's not rabbits, Jeffy. Look, if you had a runny nose, what would you wipe your nose with?
My arm?
Ew.
Well, okay, well, if you had dust on your shoes, how would you get the dust off?
I'd wipe them on the carpet.
Well, if you were crying, what would you do?
Get over it.
Jeffy, you're supposed to answer the riddle.
Rabbits.
It's not rabbits!
Marvin, maybe we should help him with this one.
Okay, the answer is tissues.
Tissues? How is it tissues? You've never heard anyone say it's tissue season. I'm gonna go hunt some tissues.
Why'd you put hunt?
Well, it's a scavenger hunt.
You should have put look. Now he thinks hunting is rabbits. Oh, look, Jeffy, the answer is tissues. Go find a box of tissues.
And then I get to go to Disney World.
Well, there's gonna be another clue on the tissue box. Just go find a box of tissues.
Okay, now that Jeffy started his scavenger hunt, we can be all alone now.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Dad, I found the tissues.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to bring the tissues to us.
Why? I won. Now I get to go to Disney World.
No, I never said that. You have to finish the scavenger hunt. You have to find the next clue.
Well, where's Dad at?
Flip it over, Jeffy. It's on the bottom.
Look, there's the clue, Jeffy. Read it. Go on the scavenger hunt. Leave us alone.
I can't read it.
Why?
My eyes don't work.
Yes, they do, Jeffy.
I turned them off.
Baby, read it.
One hand is longer than the other, but you don't need a dock. It has numbers 1 through 12. I think it's time to look at a...
boat.
Boat? How'd you get boat?
Well, because there's a dock right there, and that's where you park a boat.
No, not that kind of a dock. A dock like a doctor.
Well, then why didn't you write doctor on the clue?
Well, what rhymes with dock, Jeffy?
Walk.
Well, you add a C in front of that.
Clock?
Yeah, the answer is clock, Jeffy. Go find a clock.
Well, how does a clock have hands?
Clocks have two hands, and one is bigger than the other.
No, they don't have hands!
Yeah, they do, Jeffy. They have hands on their face.
Oh, you guys are smoking something. I'm gonna go find a clock. It better have hands, and it better look at me with its face.
Just go find a clock, Jeffy. That's where the next clue is. All right. Hopefully, Jeffy is distracted right now with the scavenger hunt, and we can be alone now.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got some explaining to do. I don't see the hands, and I don't see the face, and I don't want to see them.
Jeffy, every time you find something, you're not supposed to bring it to us. You're supposed to figure it out on your own.
But I want to see your face and hands.
Jeffy, it's just called a clock face.
Do you see a face?
Jeffy, it's right there.
Yeah, Jeffy, the face is right there.
Oh, then you guys better definitely give me whatever you're smoking, because I don't see a face or hands. Is it a scary face? Did it look like this?
Ooh. No, Jeffy, it does not look like a scary face. Look, there's a clue on the back of the clock. Flip it over.
Read it.
But no, Jeffy, we're not helping you anymore. The whole point of this scavenger hunt is for me and Mommy to have some alone time. So look, you need to go figure this out. Look, go get some friends to help you.
Okay, so at the end of this scavenger hunt, am I going to get to go to Disney World?
I don't know. There's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt, and I don't know what it is. What is it? Don't tell me. Look, just go on the scavenger hunt, get some friends to help you, and you might possibly go to Disney World.
Because I'm going to be really pissed if I do all this scavenger hunt and I don't get to go to Disney World.
Look, just go through all the clues, please. Okay, we're going to be alone now. Hey, Cody, check out my cool new remote control car.
Oh, cool. Can I play with it?
Yeah, just don't break it.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah, just be very careful with it.
Let's see.
No. Cody!
Oh, no.
It better not be broken.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, can you guys help me with my scavenger hunt?
What, a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, my mommy and daddy told me that if I completed it, they would take me to Disney World.
Oh, cool. Can we go?
Yeah, I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah, if you guys help me with my scavenger hunt, then y'all can go to Disney World with me.
I want to go to Disney World. Okay, Cody, let's help with the scavenger hunt.
Okay. Let's see. Getting a little hungry? Perhaps you have a date? Search for this round item. A meal fits nicely on a...
bowl.
Yeah, it's bowl.
Yeah, you eat cereal in a bowl, so it says getting a little hungry, so you eat out of a bowl.
Yeah, and it's round.
Okay, let's go in the kitchen and find a bowl.
Okay.
All right, guys, the bowl is in here. Look, there's the bowl right there.
Yeah, we did it!
We get to go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Cody, there's a piece of paper under that plate.
What's this? Let's see. But it's another clue!
Why would they put a clue under the plate? It was supposed to go under the bowl.
Yeah, what's it say? Need to wash your hands without water? Oh my, what a miser. Maybe you need a bottle of...
Water?
Well, no, it says without water.
Who washes their hands without water?
Yeah, that's gross.
That is gross. A bottle of shampoo?
Well, I mean, you'd still need water to wash it off your hands.
Ooh, Sprite. You can use a bottle of Sprite to wash your hands.
Well, you could, but then your hands would just be sticky.
Hey, guys, look, there's another clue over here.
Another clue?
Why is it under a bottle of...
hand sanitizer.
Oh, that rhymes with miser.
Yeah, they're supposed to rhyme.
Okay, so what's this clue say?
They always have a good view, but they won't send you a bill. Look under a window. The next clue is on a...
stripper.
What?
Look, they have a good view, and they won't send you a bill.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, but why would a stripper be under a window?
Huh. What else could it be?
Ooh, binoculars. They have a good view.
Oh, yeah, binoculars. Okay, we gotta look for binoculars.
Ooh, a duck.
Yeah, they don't send you their bill. They keep their bill.
Yeah, a duck with binoculars would have a really good view and a bill.
Yeah, so we gotta find a duck with binoculars that strips that's under a window.
Yeah.
Start your windows. Here, ducky, ducky, ducky.
You got some money to throw at you.
Hold on, guys. I'll do the ducky call.
Are you guys looking under the window?
Yeah.
I just don't see them. Oh, guys, I found a clue! But where's the duck with the binoculars?
He probably got tired of standing here and went home.
Huh, well, he left this clue on this windowsill. Let me read it. The sun is bright today, even through your eyelashes. Perhaps you should protect your eyes. Look for a pair of...
Safety goggles!
Yeah, you gotta protect your eyes and put on safety goggles!
That's gotta be it.
All right, guys, go look in the drawers in the kitchen for safety goggles.
Okay.
No!
No!
No.
Check that one.
Okay. Ooh, I found some sunglasses.
But sunglasses? I thought it was safety goggles.
Must have been sunglasses. Let's see what the clue says. This thing can show you lots, even pictures of pooter. It has keys and a mouse. Why don't you look for a computer? It's computer.
It's computer?
Yeah, I look at pictures of pooter on my computer all the time.
Well, let's go to the computer! All right, Cody, there's my computer.
All right, show me some pooter.
Oh, we found a clue!
Are you covered in slime? Well, I will be when I get done using this computer. Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy...
sink!
It's gotta be sink.
Yeah, because it says, do you need a good scrub? And you scrub your hands in the sink with soap and water.
Yeah!
All right, let's go to the sink and get the next clue. All right, guys, do you see the clue?
No, I don't see it.
I don't see anything.
Guys, the clue has to be in the sink because the sink is the answer.
Yeah, check under the sponge.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
Well, grab the last clue. Maybe we're missing something.
Okay. It has to be sink, see, because it says, do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy sink. It has to be sink.
It has to be sink. Wait, Cody, it says the handy-dandy. Maybe we have to call a handyman, because the next clue is inside the sink, and we need a handyman to get inside the sink.
Yeah, that has to be it.
Okay, let's call a handyman.
Okay.
Hey there, you call a handyman?
Yes, sir. We need your help getting a clue that's inside the sink.
A clue? What are you playing, Blue's Clues? How'd the dog even get its paw in the sink? How did Steve draw that?
No, we're doing a scavenger hunt, and one of the clues is inside the sink.
Oh, it's kind of mean of the person who put the scavenger hunt together to hide it in a sink like that. I mean, what do you even get for winning the scavenger hunt?
If we win, we get to all go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Really? Can I go?
Yeah, everyone gets to go if we win.
Oh, okay. Let me just open up the sink and see if I can find your clue.
Yeah, the clue should be in there.
Oh, let's see here. It's not in there.
What? The clue is not in there?
No, I opened up all the pipes and I checked all of them and then put them all back together and there was no clue in there.
Oh, no, it has to be in the sink.
Well, do you even know for sure that it's in the sink?
Well, look, there's the last clue. Tell if it's in the sink.
Oh, let's see. Are you covered in slime? Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy dandy... Guys, come on, it's shower.
It's the shower?
Yeah, obviously. That, you know, that has soap and water and that's when you scrub. It's gotta be the shower.
Okay, let's go check the shower.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're in the shower. Do you see any clues?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, guys, I found a clue. It's in the bathtub.
Oh, it was bathtub.
Oh, yeah, bathtub. No, it was shower. See, because the shower is connected to the bathtub. So I win, me.
Let me read the next clue. All right. These things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some...
knives.
What, knives?
Yeah, it's gotta be knives. They're sharp, they're not for beginners, and they cut things.
Yeah, knives!
Yeah, it's gotta be knives.
Alright, then let's go in the kitchen and get some knives!
Yeah!
Oh, man, just got done cleaning the entire kitchen.
Guys, the knives are over there!
Ooh, let me see.
Gene, what are you doing in the kitchen? And be careful with those knives!
We're doing a scavenger hunt, Chef Evie.
Well, why are you messing up my kitchen?
Because if we win the scavenger hunt, we all get to go to Disney World!
Ooh, can I go to Disney World too?
Yeah, if we win, we all get to go!
Oh, well, why is he messing with those knives?
Because there's a clue on one of those knives, Chef Pee-Pee.
There's not a clue on those knives, Junior. I just watched those knives. They're spotless.
Well, then help us with this, because we think the answer is knives.
Well, let me see. These things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some... It's scissors, Junior.
What, scissors?
Yeah, it's the scissors, Junior. You can't cut out a shape with a knife. You need scissors.
Well, guys, Chef Pee-Pee says the answer is scissors.
Matt, he's dumb.
Yeah, it's not scissors.
Yeah, it's not.
It's scissors,
it's
Junior.
It's not scissors, Chef Pee-Pee. Where are the scissors at, then?
They're right here. There's a pair right here.
Wait, guys, Chef Pee-Pee was right. The answer is scissors. Come over here. The clue. All right, guys. The last clue is in here.
Is this the last clue? Well, yeah, because it says last clue right there. You haven't gone bonkers? Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brain. Brand new car!
It has to be car!
So we can drive to Disney World!
Yeah, that makes sense! I think we're all getting new cars!
We all get brand new cars? We can't even drive yet!
Wait, who do we go to get the cars?
My dad, because he's the one who set this whole scavenger thing up.
Alright, well, let's go get them!
Yeah, the car!
Sorry, Marvin, I just woke up. I was just so tired after making that scavenger hunt.
But we've been alone for so long and Jeffy's been distracted. We could have been doing so much fun stuff, but you've been sleeping the whole time.
I'm sorry, Marvin, but now we can do whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars!
Hey! What is everyone talking about?
Well, we finished the scavenger hunt, so now we get brand new cars.
Yeah, we're ready for our brand new cars.
And the trip to Disney World.
Well, where'd you guys get car from?
Well, Danny, the last chance of the last clue says, perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new car.
Bonkers doesn't rhyme with car.
Well, no one's saying that it does. We just want our cars.
Well, yeah, and the trip to Disney World.
The answer is not car.
Well, then what is it? Is it jet ski? Because I'll ride to Disney World on a jet ski. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, baby, show them what it is.
Okay. I'll read it to you. Is this the last clue? You haven't gone bonkers. Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new markers.
You're joking, right?
Yeah, where's the car?
What? You're telling me that we did this entire scavenger hunt just to get markers?
They're washable.
Yeah, so if you like color on the walls, we can wash it off.
But we're still going to go to Disney World, though, right?
Yeah. Disney World, right?
No one's going to Disney World. You get markers, Jeffy. You go color with your markers.
So you're telling me no Disney World, no new cars, and I only get markers?
They're washable markers. There's 10 of them.
You mother...
Guys, I got donuts!
Oh, thanks, baby.
Mommy, what are donuts?
They're good, Jeffy.
Well, of course you would say nuts are good. You're a girl.
Well, Jeffy, don't say that. They have nothing to do with nuts.
Then why are they called donuts?
What? I don't know.
Are they made out of nuts?
No.
Are they made out of dough?
Yeah, like 100% dough.
Okay, so then where did the nuts come in at? Did the chef rub his nuts all over them?
But Jeffy, don't say that. No one rubbed their nuts on them.
Well, do they look like a nut sack?
No.
Well, then show me.
Baby, show them.
Okay, Jeffy, look.
Look what they look like.
Danny, that looks nothing like a nut sack.
See, I told you, it has nothing to do with nut sacks. It's just dough. Call them dough circles.
Well, I think they look like big Cheerios.
That's what they are. They're really big Cheerios, and they're really good. You should have some.
Oh, okay, Danny, I'm going to give me a big Cheerio.
Which one do I want?
Dang, why is this big Cheerio gold?
What? Baby, did you order a golden donut?
No, I don't know how that got in there.
Why did we get a golden donut?
Look, Marvin, let's watch TV.
Hey there. Do you like donuts? If you do, go buy a box of donuts. And if you find the golden donut, you'll win a lifetime supply of free donuts. Go buy them now.
Wow, we really just won a lifetime supply of donuts.
We're going to get so fat, Marvin.
Actually, I won the lifetime supply of donuts because I found the golden donut.
But I bought them, Jeffy.
But baby, don't argue. Look, we're not going to claim that prize because that's so unhealthy. We don't need a lifetime supply of donuts.
You're right, Marvin.
Well, then can I go claim the prize?
No, Jeffy, we don't need a lifetime supply of donuts. That's so unhealthy.
Oh, man, Danny. All right, well, if you need me, I'll be in my room just eating these donuts and not going to go claim the prize for a lifetime supply of donuts and become the donut king or anything. Yep, so if you need me, I'll be in my room, Danny.
Okay, Jeffy.
Hear ye, I am the ruler of the donuts. I am the donut king.
Whoa, Jeffy, how'd you get so many donuts?
Well, Junior, I found this golden donut, and I won a lifetime supply of donuts, and now every time I want some, they send me hundreds of them because I'm the donut king.
Well, can I get a donut?
No, Junior, I'm sorry, but if I give one to you, I'll have to give one to all the peasants.
Oh, you just have hundreds of them, so I thought I could probably have one.
Well, how about this, Junior? If you want a donut from the king, something amazing you must bring.
To trade.
To trade?
Yeah, you gotta trade me something cool for a donut.
Well, can I just give you money?
No, I don't want money, Junior. I want something cool.
What could I trade you for a donut? Ooh, I know, I got something. How about this? It's a megaphone. It makes you talk really loud.
Give me a stamp.
Beep, beep. All right, Junior, you got yourself a trade. You may pick out one donut.
Yay, I get a donut!
This thing is so pee-pee.
I feel so sick from eating donuts.
I ate way too many donuts.
See, this is exactly why we weren't going to claim the lifetime supply of donuts, because they just make you feel so awful after you eat them.
Ugh. Look, Marvin, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. There's a worldwide donut shortage ever since this kid won a lifetime supply of donuts and requested that all of them be brought to his donut kingdom.
He didn't.
Jeffy, we told you not to claim those donuts. Jeffy!
Yes, Father?
We told you not to claim those donuts.
Bow to the king.
What?
Bow to the king.
I'm not bowing to you.
Bow.
No, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe we should just bow and get it over with.
I'm not bowing to him.
Danny, your shoe's untied. Thanks for bowing to the king.
I didn't bow to you.
Mommy, your toes are untied.
What?
Thanks for bowing to the king.
We did not bow to you, Jeffy. Look, we're getting rid of all these donuts.
Danny, we can't get rid of my donuts because I'm the donut king and this is my donut kingdom.
Jeffy, I told you not to claim those donuts.
Danny, you don't get a lifetime supply of donuts and not claim them.
Well, Jeffy, look, we're going to get rid of all these donuts right now, okay?
Please leave the kingdom.
I'm not leaving. It's not a kingdom.
Guard!
Yes, my liege.
I requested that they leave the donut kingdom, and they're not leaving.
Leave the donut kingdom.
It's not a kingdom. It's a bed full of donuts in my house.
The king wants you to leave.
He's not even a king. That's a Burger King crown.
Look, leave or you'll be sorry.
What are you going to do about it, dolphin boy?
Okay, that's racist, and if you don't leave, I'm going to give you a tail whooping. A dolphin tail whooping. I'm going to whoop you with my tail is what I'm saying.
Baby, let's just get out of here.
They're a bunch of bullies.
Oh, look at that on the TV, Karen. There's a donut shortage, huh? How about that?
No, boy, I don't.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, Karen, my phone's ringing.
No, buddy, you gotta cuddle with me! It's cuddle time!
It's not cuddle time, it's answer the phone time, Karen. Get off of me, gotta answer the phone. Hello? Wait, really? The chief? Oh my god. Okay, I'll be right over.
Buddy, what's going on?
It's the chief. He's dying.
Oh no!
Chief, what's going on?
I'm dying, guy.
No, don't say that. What's wrong?
Wrong right here.
Oh, Dr. Something Wong. What is wrong?
Wrong a girl.
No, I mean, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he dying real fast. He donut blood sugar be going and crash. He need donut right now.
Really, sir? You need a donut?
Yeah, guy. Whenever you become the chief of police, you have to have a donut every 24 hours or else you die.
Oh, no. But chief, the donuts are sold out all over the world. Ever since that damn kid had to go and win that stupid contest.
Well, guy, it looks like I'm gonna die then. Tell my wife I was cheating on her.
No, sir. You're gonna tell her that yourself because you're gonna make it.
You really think so, guy?
I know so, sir. I'm gonna get a donut.
Well, you better hurry because the heart rate monitor video only 4 minutes long.
Okay, I'm gonna hurry right now. I'll go.
Hurry up, damn it.
Marvin.
What?
Ever since Jeffy kicked you out of Donut Kingdom, you've been angrily eating those baked beans.
Yeah, I like baked beans. When I'm stressed out, I eat baked beans. It's my new thing. Every character has a thing. My new thing is baked beans.
It's a little weird.
No, every character has a favorite food. Like, you know, like Woody, like shrimp, and Shrek, like cheesecake. I like baked beans. That's my thing now. There's someone at the door. Hold on. Hello.
Oh, hey, is your son who won all the donuts here?
Yeah, he's upstairs in his donut kingdom.
His what?
His donut kingdom. Ever since he won all those donuts, he made a kingdom in his room.
Okay, well, I really, really need one of those donuts.
Well, so does everyone in the world. They made a line outside his room.
What? Really?
Yeah, there's a line. So if you want a donut, just go join the line.
Okay. What? Oh, come on. This line is ridiculous.
I know. Tell me about it. I've been here for 45 minutes.
What, 45 minutes?
Hey, Poobie, let me skip you.
No!
Come on! Hey, Logan, let me get in front of you.
No!
Oh, come on. Okay, I can see why the movie never came out. Yeah, you guys were too busy waiting in line for donuts! Wait, is that Elena? Elena! Can I get in front of you?
No!
The SML crew sucks! I'm disliking all your videos. Hey, Poobie, how's your bum arm? Oh, ha ha! Okay, this sucks. I'm gonna go talk to the guard.
I've been in line for 30 minutes. What's taking so long?
Sorry, ma'am. The Donut King is very busy. You'll just have to be patient.
Okay.
Coming through. Sorry.
Hey, no skipping!
Oh, come on. You play like one character.
I play two characters. I play your wife, Bunny!
Oh, okay. Don't even start. Hey, man, no skipping. Oh, come on. I'm a cop. I'm an officer of the law. Don't you have like a donut line skip pass? No, you'll just have to wait in line like everybody else. Hey, what's that? Where? Nice try.
All right, send the next one in.
All right, next. Oh, me.
Hey!
I said next.
Hey, I'm here. I was next. Just don't ask anybody else. Okay, can I have a donut now?
Bow to the king.
What?
Bow to the king.
Oh, yes, your highness. Anything for a donut. Okay, can I have one?
If you want a donut from the king, something amazing you must bring.
To trade.
What, to trade?
Yeah, you gotta trade me something for a donut.
Well, okay, I have cash. Can I just give you that?
No, I want something cool for a donut.
Look, man, I have a 20. How about I just give you a 20?
No, you gotta trade me something cool. See, I got like this pocket bowling game. I got this megaphone. I got a flashlight and a stapler. You gotta trade me something cool if you want a donut.
Okay, so just like junk?
No, something cool.
Okay, look, man. My boss is dying, okay? And if he doesn't get a donut, he's gonna die, all right? So I really...
Bored!
Do you not have a heart?
Bored.
Well, I don't know what to get. You can have my hat. Do you want my hat? I'll give you my hat.
No, I already have a crown that says Burger King.
What? Okay, well, maybe my tie? I'll give you my whole outfit.
No, you gotta trade me something or else leave the kingdom.
Well, I don't have anything to trade. I don't know what to get. Just give me a damn donut.
Leave the kingdom.
What? No, I need...
Leave the kingdom.
No, I'm gonna take a donut.
Guard!
Don't call him.
Guard!
He's already pissed. Hey, what's up, Your Highness?
Kick him out of the kingdom.
Oh, good. He skipped in line anyway. Oh, come on! And stay out! I don't want to see your face in the Donut Kingdom ever again! Well, fine. I don't want to be in the stupid Donut Kingdom anyway. It's stupid and dumb. I do really need a donut, though. Where am I going to get one? Oh, Karen! She's not banned. Yeah, I'll just get her. Okay, Karen, here, take this, go.
Boiney, I don't understand what you're trying to get me to do here.
It's very simple, Karen. I just needed to take this Dig Dug machine into the Donut Kingdom and give it to the Donut King in exchange for a donut.
But, Boiney, I don't understand why you don't just go to the store to get a donut!
What, Karen, don't you think if it was that simple, I would have done it already? They're sold out everywhere. Haven't you seen the news?
Boiney, I'm sorry that I'm not as obsessed with donuts as you are.
I'm not obsessed with donuts, Karen. Hey, kitty.
Oh, it's a Kit Kat! Boiney, this is crazy!
Well, it's not crazy, Karen. Just go talk to the dolphin.
Boiney, do you understand how ridiculous this sounds? Listen to what you're telling me to do. You need me to talk to a dolphin to get to the Donut Kingdom to trade the Dig Dug machine for a donut from the Donut King to get to the doctor to give you a dying boss on his deathbed!
Yes. Can you do it?
Okay, Boiney, but this just sounds crazy!
Okay, here, take it, go. Why is he taking so long?
Hey, Boiney, I got your donut!
Oh, Karen, you got the donut! Wait, why is there a bite taken out of it?
Oh, I got hungry on the way out.
Karen, I guess it doesn't matter, it's fine, but wait, where's your dress?
Oh, I really wanted to keep the Dig Dug machine, Boiney.
Good choice. All right, Karen, you got the donut, I can save my boss!
He better hurry!
Chief, I got the donut!
Aw, you're too late. He died.
No!
All right, hold on. Let me just restart the video.
Chief, quick, eat the donut.
Guy, you saved my life.
I'd do anything for you, sir.
Ew!
All right, Daddy. I gave away all my donuts.
What, you gave away all your donuts?
I sure did. So the Donut Kingdom is no more.
What'd you trade for all your donuts?
Well, someone traded me a Ferrari for all my donuts.
A Ferrari for all your donuts?
Yep.
Well, you know what? I'm glad. You don't need that many donuts anyway. Those are unhealthy. You need to eat something healthy, like baked beans.
Ew.
What? Baby, look what I just found. I found the golden baked bean. You know what that means? Baked beans for the rest of my life.
Oh, no.
All hail the baked bean king who wants to trade me a Ferrari for all my baked beans.
No.
Gonna have a nice, quiet, relaxing day. What'd you say, Jeffy? Jeffy, I can't hear you. Speak up.
All right, Daddy, hold on 1 second.
What?
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Jeffy, you don't need the stupid megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Ask without the megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
No! You know what? I said no, I'm not buying your stupid dumb laptop! Who's that?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
You see this laptop?
Yeah.
Well, on this laptop is 1,000 Bitcoin. And right now, with current market prices, that's over $68 million.
What, there's over $68 million on this laptop?
Yep, there sure is. And I need you to watch it for me.
But why do you need me to watch it?
Well, because tonight at 3 a.m., Bitcoin's going to be going to $100,000 per coin. And that means my portfolio will be worth over $100 million. And at 3 a.m., I need you to sell all my Bitcoin.
Well, why do you need me to sell all your Bitcoin at 3 a.m.? Why don't you do it?
Because I'll be asleep at 3 a.m. Does it look like I'm awake at 3 a.m.? Of course not. But you look like you'll be awake at 3 a.m. with those ugly bags under your eyes. God, you're ugly.
Well, why don't you just get someone else to do it? Because I don't feel comfortable with all that money. So get someone else to do it.
Well, Marvin, if you do it, I'll pay you $1 million.
You'll pay me $1 million to do it?
Yep, I sure will. But keep in mind, if you screw this up for me, I'm going to cut off your ball sack and use it as a hot air balloon. It'll be a hot air balloon.
Okay, I won't mess this up. I will definitely sell them, okay? It's safe with me.
Okay, don't screw this up, Marvin.
Oh, man, Daddy's about to get paid. All I have to do is click sell at 3 a.m., and I make $1 million. I'm so happy.
Oh, sweet, you got me a laptop?
No, Jeffy, I did not get you a laptop.
You bought yourself a laptop just to rub it in my face?
Well, no, Jeffy.
You're a bad daddy.
This is not even my laptop.
Oh, because it's my laptop because you bought it for me.
Well, no. Wait a minute. Yeah, Jeffy, this is your laptop. I bought it for you.
Oh, sweet. Let me play with it.
No, Jeffy, you can't play with it till 3:01 a.m.
Why?
Because I'm setting it up for you.
Well, I have to check my piggies, and my piggies need to bang.
What?
I need to breed my piggies in Minecraft.
Wait, hold on. Oh, I'm downloading Minecraft right now. Oh man, it says it's gonna take till 3:01 to download Minecraft.
Well, then you're doing it wrong, because it doesn't take that long to download Minecraft.
Jeffy, just wait till 3:01 a.m.
No! My piggies need to bang! My piggies need to go.
What?
And you're blue-balling my piggies!
Jeffy, you can play with your piggies at 3:01 a.m.
My piggies need to bang!
No, my piggies need to bang! Okay! Please do not break this laptop. Look, here. Let your piggies bang. Do whatever you gotta do.
All right. Don't look at my password. I gotta log in.
I'm not gonna look.
Stop looking.
Jeffy, what are you watching?
Nothing. Don't look.
Wait, that didn't sound like piggies to me.
No, it was piggies. Yeah, I'm not gonna show you what it was.
Show me what it was.
No,
Jeffy.
No.
Jeffy, you get back here right now. Give me that laptop.
No, Daddy, no.
Give me the laptop, Jeffy. Jeffy, do not drop that laptop off the balcony.
You're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling, Jeffy. Let's talk. Give me the laptop back, please.
I don't want you to see what I was looking at.
I don't care what you were looking at. Just give me the laptop back.
It was a man and a woman dressed like piggies.
That's fine. Everybody watches that.
And they were oinking.
Jeffy, that's completely fine. Just please give me the laptop back. I'll do anything.
All right, well then say your ABCs backwards.
What?
On the first try, no pausing.
I can't do that.
1, 2, 3, go.
Z, Y, X.
You pause.
Look at that!
Hey! Hey!
No hitting.
Jeffy, you might have broke that laptop!
God, please don't let it be broken!
Jeffy! What are you doing? Stop it, Jeffy! I didn't want you to see the piggy!
I don't care about the piggy, Jeffy! Oh, please let it still turn on.
Jeffy! The screen's broken! Jeffy, it's completely broken! Why would you do that?
Mission accomplished.
You're grounded to the ground!
Oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Goodman's gonna cut my ball sack off and make it into a hot air balloon. Oh, okay. Maybe it's not broken. You know, the screen's broken and the corner's broken, but the hard drive, that's where the Bitcoin is, in the hard drive. So I'm gonna call Apple tech support and see if they can help me fix the laptop and get the hard drive out. Yeah, I'm gonna call Apple tech support. All right, it's ringing.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple tech support. My name is Camille Habib Habab. Camille as in camel, Habib Habab as in Bob for apples. And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
Well, Camille, my laptop... What?
Who?
Camille Habiba Bob. Camille is in camel. Habiba Bob is in Bob for apples.
And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
My Apple laptop is broken.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to have the Apple Care Plan?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, I suggest that you purchase it for $99.99.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Well, unfortunately, you can't buy it on your current laptop. You should have bought it at the time of purchase.
Why are you trying to sell it to me then if I can't buy it?
Because I'm just trying to propose it to you for your future Apple product.
Well, I don't need it. I don't want it. I just want you to help me fix my current laptop.
Okay, do you mind telling me what is wrong with your current laptop?
My son threw it off a balcony and hit it with a hammer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, that's not covered by the accidental damage warranty.
I don't care about the warranty. Help me fix it right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have to go through some quick troubleshooting techniques.
All right. Okay? Oh, okay. Yes, hurry up.
All right. So first on the list, I'm going to need you to turn it off and turn it back on.
I said it was broken. You hit it with a hammer.
Okay, sir, I can't proceed forward until you turn it off and turn it back on.
Okay, it's off. It's permanently off.
Okay. All right, now what is the screen showing?
Hammer mark, hammer mark, hammer mark, broken glass.
Okay, well, you're going to have to exit out of those screens in order to proceed.
It's not a screen. The laptop is off.
Okay, all right. One more thing. I'm going to need you to go into settings.
I can't go into settings. The laptop won't turn on.
And hit the reset button.
I can't do that.
All right, sir. Unfortunately, there's nothing else I can do further. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to mail you a shipping label. You'll get it in 2 to 3 business days. And then you pack up your laptop, ship it to us, we fix it, and we send it back to you in 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks? I need to fix tonight, like in the next hour.
Well, unfortunately, there's no way I can do that, sir. The troubleshooting is not working.
Oh, okay, wait. Can you come to my house and fix it? Like, where are you at?
Sir, I'm in Egypt.
Egypt? Well, can you get me someone in America?
Yeah, I can transfer you to my supervisor named Kevin.
Oh, okay, get me to Kevin. Is he in America?
Yep, hold on one moment, please.
Okay, good. Kevin, a nice American name.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Kevin.
But it's not Kevin, it's a computer. Okay, no, I don't need their help. I'll just call a computer repair man that can come to my house tonight and fix it. Yes.
Hey there, you call Big Shirts Computer Repair? We wear big shirts and we repair computers.
I'm the one that came with the big shirts part.
Yeah, he did.
Well, who is this?
This is my brother Jonathan.
Good day, sir.
You don't have to tip your fedora to everybody you meet, Jonathan.
If you didn't like the fedora, you could have said something.
I don't have a problem with the fedora. It's the big shirts I don't like. Do we really need these?
Yes, it's part of the name. It's Big Shirts Computer Repair Services. Would it make sense if it were Regular Shirts Computer Repair Services? No.
Well, I don't understand. Can't we just change the name? I don't really understand why...
No. It has to be Big Shirts Repair Services. Because if it weren't, we would just be the same as everyone else. It's what separates us from the competition. The boys from the men.
Well, I don't really get it, because Tight Jeans Computer Repair Services is doing okay.
You keep your dirty name out your mouth!
Oh, okay, wait. What is going on here?
Look, my mom came to me and she said, your 32-year-old brother's still living at home. Could you please help him start a company? So I came to Jonathan and I said, hey, Jonathan, what kind of company do you want to start? And he said, I want to either sell big shirts or repair computers. And I said, well, which one do you want to do, Jonathan? And he said, how about we wear big shirts while repairing computers? And I said, no, Jonathan, you're going to have to pick one or the other. So he went to our mom and he complained that I was being mean to him. So now we wear big shirts while repairing computers.
It's a great idea, honestly.
No, Jonathan, it's not a good idea, because we've only been open for a day and a half, and he's our only customer.
Well, I only called you guys because you're the only 24-hour computer repair shop.
Which was another one of Jonathan's stupid ideas, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and he had to get me out of bed for this.
Silly goose forgot his shirt. I'm going to break into his house and everything. I climbed through your window.
You have such an ugly laugh.
Hey, you keep talking like that, and you're going to be put on Santa's naughty list.
Jonathan, you're 32 years old. Why do you still believe in Santa Claus?
See, this is why I got 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas last year, and you didn't get anything.
No, Jonathan, the reason you get 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas is because you still live at Mom's house.
No, we both know that's not true. Listen, that's not true. Mom bought the house, and then there was an addition made, the basement, and that's where I live, Mom's basement.
Yeah, you live in Mom's basement.
Precisely.
Okay, I don't care where you live. I don't care how you started the company. I don't care about anything. Can you fix my computer or not?
Ooh, I didn't know there was a lady present. Sexy. Looks like you've been in an abusive relationship. Don't worry. Daddy's gonna fix you.
What is he doing?
He thinks computers are women.
Okay. Yeah. Well, can you fix the computer or not?
Listen, man, at this point, you probably should just buy a new computer.
Well, I just need you to take the hard drive out.
Sure. I am not at a hard drive. Maybe like Maybe like a half drive. Just give me a couple moments and I'll be in a full hard drive.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be serious with you. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this shit. Listen. So, there is 1,000 Bitcoin on this hard drive.
What, 1,000 Bitcoin?
1,000 Bitcoin. $68 million on this hard drive, and I just need to get it out because I cannot lose that money.
Wait, you serious?
I'm being completely serious, so I don't have time for whatever he's doing. Can you just get the hard drive out?
Jonathan, could you cut the crap for a second?
Excuse me, I'm busy.
Jonathan, I need you to knock this shit off, Jonathan. This is important, okay?
Brooklyn guy, I never interrupt you when you're busy, except for when I woke you up.
Yeah,
your
like
wife.
An hour ago.
But listen, no, I'm about to lose my fee card. Don't ruin this for me.
Jonathan, listen to me. I need you to take this computer and put it in the car.
But why would I push it in the car? I thought we were fishing it.
Because that's where the computer repair station is.
No, it's not. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Are you going to bring it back and you take it?
Yeah, we're going to take it. We're going to fix it. We're going to bring it right back. Right, Jonathan?
Why would you need to bring it anywhere if we're just going to fix it right here?
Just put it in the car. Come on.
Fine. I'll put it in the car.
Well, make sure you bring it back. I told you I was on it.
Go, Jonathan. Go.
You know, if you play your cards right, you might be able to join us.
Somebody join you. Just go. Hey, wait. I forgot my fedora. Get your fedora. I'll bet you 68 million fedoras.
Oh, man, I really hope those guys can fix that computer. Goodman's gonna kill me. Wait, that guy left his fedora. Wait, hold on. That might be them. Hello? Well, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, I messed up. You know the laptop I gave you?
Yeah?
Well, that was actually my son's laptop, and he has a book report on it that's due at school at 9 a.m. in the morning. So I'm gonna need that back.
Wait. What happened to the Bitcoin laptop?
Oh, I accidentally got it confused with my son's laptop, and so I decided I'll just sell the Bitcoin. So I do need my son's laptop back.
Wait, so you need that laptop back?
Yeah, so go get it. Go get it.
Well, you see, it's the funniest thing. I sold that laptop for, this hat.
Why the f*** would you do that?
Well, I really like this hat.
Oh, give me the damn hat. I'm gonna try the hat. Oh, you're right. It is a nice hat. So you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna go upstairs and write my son's book report and have it ready by 9 a.m. Or else I'm gonna be wearing this hat while riding in a hot air balloon made out of your ball sack. So go get writing.
Oh, okay. What's it about? What's the book report about?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Yep. 2 pages on cream cheese. Get it done. 9 a.m.
Okay.
So, where are we going, Brooklyn guy?
Vegas. We're rich. You got that laptop on yet?
Of course I have it on.
Ooh, we got 1,000 Bitcoin on there?
Not quite, but we do have 1,000 releche on cream cheese.
Cream cheese? No. There has to be 1,000 Bitcoin on there.
Nope, just a very detailed essay on cream cheese.
Damn you, cream cheese! Yeah, I love playing Fortnite, trying to unlock the new Spider-Man skin.
Jeffy, did you just charge my credit card?
Sure did, Daddy. What? I had to get your new Fortnite Battle Pass.
You didn't ask for permission.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
You're going to do a bunch of chores tomorrow to make that money back.
All right, sure thing, Daddy. Hey! I was playing that!
Jeffy, you have to go to bed. It's your bedtime. You have school tomorrow.
But I just need 64 more matches before I get the Spider-Man skin.
How long is that going to take?
All night!
You're not playing video games all night, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Well, then let me finish this one match.
Okay.
And then 63 more. Oh, finally. I got the Spider-Man skin. Now I get to play a Spider-Man. Victory emote dance.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
What?
You have to go to school, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Daddy. I'm too tired to go to school.
Did you stay up all night playing video games?
No.
But Jeffy, I told you to go to bed last night. It's your fault that you stayed up, so you're going to school.
Oh, but Daddy, I'm too tired.
Well, if you're tired now, you're definitely going to be tired after school because I have a lot of chores for you to do after school. So go to school.
Oh.
Go.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the meteor that killed the dinosaurs. So we're going to play this fun little game where I pretend each of your faces are Earth and this ball is the meteor. I'm going to throw it as fast as I can at you, and if you dodge the ball, then you save the dinosaurs. All right, Cody, you're first.
Oh, right.
Yeah! Got his ass! Looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world, Cody. Junior, you're next. Good dodge, Junior. It looks like the dinosaurs are still alive in your world, and Cody's world, the dinosaurs are double dead. All right, Jeffy, you're next. Oh, Cody, I'm so sorry. My aim was a little off.
It's fine. I'm just going to spend the rest of the class down here.
I understand, Cody. All right, Jeffy, it's your turn.
Did Jeffy dodge it? What?
Ah! Boom!
Okay, that's it. I'm going home.
Oh, don't be a sore loser, Cody.
Ugh, I hate this class.
Ow! Eat shit, Cody! I'm on fire today, class. I can put the ball anywhere I want. All right, Jeffy, your turn.
Jeffy, you suck.
Oh, Jeffy, looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world. Bully, think fast.
I caught it. Hey, Jeffy, think fast.
Hey, are you effing with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, because I might be tired, but I can still kick your ass.
Hey, Jeffy, Bory, stop fighting. Hold on real quick. I got to do something. Hey, Cody!
I want to transfer to another school.
Ow! Suck that, Cody, you nerd!
Jeffy, how was school today?
Huh?
How was school today?
Good. I'm tired.
But no, you can't go to sleep yet, mister. You still have chores to do. Hold on. Take this and that and go wash all the windows in the house.
Tired.
Go wash all the windows. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
What's
Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
What happened?
He got in my eyes!
Oh my God, Marvin!
I can't see! I can't see!
We need to go to the hospital!
Yeah, take me!
Jeffy, how could you do that?
What's wrong, baby? What's wrong?
Oh my God, he got it in my eyes!
Oh, baby, Jeffy, you're grounded. You are so grounded.
Marvin, I can't see!
Oh, Jeffy, call 911. Call 911.
Huh?
Call 911.
We need to go to the hospital.
Okay, Jeffy. I would never ask you to do this, but I need you to drive us to the hospital, okay?
Huh?
Drive us to the hospital. Come on, baby. Drive us to the hospital.
Jeffy, come on. We gotta go to the hospital.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. Hurry up and drive us to the hospital.
But drive safely.
Huh?
Just drive us to the hospital, Jeffy. We have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
What are you doing, Jeffy? Hurry up. Jeffy, get off the horn, Jeffy.
Huh?
Well, you're on the horn, Jeffy. Like, just drive us to the hospital. What? Are there sirens?
Green, blue light.
Well, Jeffy, why are you getting pulled over? Talk to the cop and just tell him that you're taking us to the hospital, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I bet this guy's drunk.
Hey, roll your window down.
Jeffy, roll your window down for the cop.
Huh?
But,
Roll your window down, Jeffy. Yeah. Tell him you're taking us to the hospital.
Okay. What do you want?
Jesus. Car full of junkies.
No, officer, we're not a car full of junkies. Look, he sprayed cleaning chemicals in my eyes.
Oh, you're getting high on cleaning chemicals, huh?
Oh, no, he sprayed in our eyes, and he was taken to the hospital.
Look, man, I don't care how you do it, it's still illegal. I can't believe this. Doing it in front of your kid like that, then making him drive you to the hospital.
No, I promise you, officer, it's just a big misunderstanding.
Well, you're all under arrest. You're coming with me. Come on.
No! I can't believe we had to bail ourselves out of jail.
At least our eyes are feeling better, Marvin.
I just want to watch TV and forget about what happened today.
Breaking news, UK! A local couple, pictured to the left of the screen, was arrested for making their kid drive them around while they were zooted on cleaning supplies.
Oh my God!
Oh great, now the whole town thinks we're junkies and that we treat our son bad.
And only one of those things is true!
I'm tired.
Oh, you're not going to bed yet, mister. You ruined our entire day and got us arrested. So now, you know what? You're gonna make us dinner.
What?
Yeah, he's gonna make us dinner. We deserve to relax after all the hell we were put through today. So Jeffy, go make us some chicken nuggets.
But Marvin, he just needs some rest.
No. He can rest after he gets done with his chores, and I want him to make us dinner, so go make us some chicken nuggets.
What?
Go make us chicken nuggets!
Okay.
Go! Jeffy, oh my God, there's a fire!
Oh my God, quick, put it out!
Oh, Jeffy, get some water!
Uh-huh.
Get some water, Jeffy!
Okay.
Oh my God, what the hell's gonna burn out, baby?
Oh, we gotta do something!
Oh my God! Ah! My eyes!
Oh, I'll get the door.
Hey, your fire alarm's going off. Is there a fire?
Uh-huh.
Wait, it's you again. Oh man, this house. Get out of my way.
Ah! Someone help us!
Jesus, look at that fire!
Oh yeah, can you help us, please?
Oh my God, not you two again. What are you junkies doing now? Trying to cook cleaning chemicals?
What? No, it's just a big misunderstanding.
What, you trying to get high on the fumes?
Oh no!
Alright, I'm gonna put out this fire, then you're going back to jail.
Oh, come on! I cannot believe we went to jail twice in one day.
At least the house isn't on fire, Marvin.
Can you stop trying to find positive stuff about this? Today's not positive. It's a horrible day.
Oh, my God, Marvin, look, the news!
Oh, my God.
Breaking news, MK. Those junky parents are back at it again. This time, they were arrested for trying to make their kid cook cleaning supplies. When will they stop?
Well, now we can never show our face around town ever again.
Marvin, just let Jeffy get some sleep.
No, I'm not going to let Jeffy get some sleep. He got us arrested twice. The whole town thinks we're junkies and we can start fires and stuff like that. So I got to think of the biggest, baddest punishment ever for Jeffy.
Marvin, just let him sleep.
No! Wait. Jeffy, are you sleeping? No, wake up.
Marvin!
I got to wake him up. Wake up, Jeffy.
Child Protective Services, I'm here to check on...
No. I was just trying to wake him up.
No, I think I know what's going on here. Yeah, I took away your cleaning supplies, so now you're taking out your withdrawal anger on your kid. Is that it?
No, I was just trying to wake him up. He's sleeping.
Yeah, he's sleeping because he's been up all night driving you around and cooking your cleaning supplies.
No. I was trying to wake him up so I could punish him. But not punish him by hitting him, but like by doing other stuff.
All right, that's it. You're coming with me.
Go!
Well, hey, Marvin.
What?
How was jail?
I'm so tired from being arrested 3 times in one day.
Marvin, can we please let Jeffy go to sleep now?
Oh, no. He got me arrested 3 times. Not 2, 3. So, I'm going to make sure he stays up for like 2 days straight so that he can know the stress of never going to sleep again because... He made me get arrested, and I'm gonna...
You're gonna do is, you're gonna have your parents come with you to school tomorrow, and they're gonna tell the class what they do for a living. And if they don't come to school with you, then you fail.
What if we don't have parents?
Then I suggest you pay someone to pretend to be your parent tomorrow.
Okay.
My dad doesn't even have a job. He just sits at home and watches TV all day.
I don't even know what my parents do.
And one more thing, Crass, whoever parent has the coolest job will win an iPhone 13 that my son made in shop.
An iPhone 13? I want that!
Me too! Oh, dude, that's not fair! I don't have parents! Cody, can I borrow one of yours? Back off, Joseph. Get your own parents. Dude, you have 2. You can share.
Guy, my dad's gonna get a really cool job. He's gonna be at your parents' jobs.
Nuh-uh. No, he's not, Junior. Your dad just sits at home and watches TV all day.
Well, I'll show you guys a really cool job.
My daddy has the coolest job. He's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
My parents aren't there for me. That's why I bully people.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy. How was school?
It was good. Tomorrow's career day, so I need you to come to my school and tell everyone in my class that you're the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Wait, tomorrow's career day?
Yep.
And I have to go in front of your class and tell them what I do for a job?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, what is your job?
I do stuff. I work. I clean around the house. I don't have a job.
You don't have a job? How do we pay our bills?
We get unemployment checks, baby.
Marvin, what are you going to do tomorrow when you tell the whole class you don't have a job? Jeffy will be embarrassed.
Well, no, I can tell him I'm the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Bingo.
Marvin, all the other parents are the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, too.
But don't tell Jeffy that. Hold on, let me see who that is. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, it's that time of the month again. Where's your house payment?
I don't have the money for my house payment this month.
You don't have your money for your house payment? Every month with this, Marvin. How do you get money? Do you not have a job?
What? No, I don't have a job. I mean...
You don't have a job?
Well, I'm looking...
No wonder you can't pay your house payment. Why don't you have a job?
I've been looking. I just don't know who's hiring.
Everyone's hiring. Why don't you go get a job at Footlong Wieners? They're hiring. They'll hire anybody.
What place is that?
It's a hot dog shop.
Okay, I will go in a few weeks and...
No, you will go right now. Actually, you're going to go right this second. Come on. Well, you're going to go there. And if you don't have your house payment and a job by tomorrow, you're going to be seeing my Footlong Wiener.
Okay, let me go grab my keys.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He said the house payment's due. Jeffy, stop it. You're distracting me. Jeffy, you're distracting me. Go. It was Goodman. He said my house payment was due and I need to get a job.
You do need to get a job.
Well, what do you do for a job?
I cook and clean and look pretty.
I wish I could do what you do and just look pretty. I need to get a job because I don't want to embarrass Jeffy tomorrow. I'm going to go apply for one.
Hey there, welcome to Footlong Wieners. What kind of hot dog do you want?
Oh, I'm not hungry. I was wondering if you guys were hiring.
No, we're not hiring.
Well, you have that sign right there that says we hire.
Damn it, I thought I took that down. Okay, yes, we're hiring. I just don't like doing interviews.
Well, what positions do you have open?
Well, we don't really have any positions. Oh, we need a new sign holder.
A sign holder?
Yeah, you know, somebody who wears a big goofy hot dog costume and stands on the corner holding a sign that says taste my wiener.
Wait, a big hot dog outfit? Like, it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. That's why no one wants the job. As a matter of fact, the last guy that had the job died of heat stroke.
He died of a heat stroke?
Yeah, he's still in the costume right now.
When did he die?
This morning. Man, poor bastard.
Well, how much does it pay?
Oh, it pays a whopping $8 an hour.
I really need the job.
Okay, I'll go peel the costume off the dead guy. Wait, what size are you? It doesn't matter. You're gonna look stupid in the costume anyway.
Oh, man, this costume's so hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out here in that.
So what do I have to do?
Well, you just have to hold this sign and yell, taste my wiener at passing cars.
I'm not going
to
yell that.
Oh, come on, you have to. It's advertising for a restaurant.
They're not going
to
know what I'm talking about.
Believe me, when they see this sign, they're going to want a hot dog and they're going to come to Footlong Wieners.
Okay, well, can you give me some water? It's really hot outside.
No, because you're not selling water. That would just be confusing for people. I mean, I can blend up a hot dog and you can drink that.
That's disgusting. That's not going to hydrate me.
Look, just hold the sign.
Okay. Taste my wiener. Come taste my wiener!
Taste my wiener?
Yeah, taste my wiener.
Hey, you need to cut that out. There's kids around here.
Well, they can have one too.
Wait, what?
Well, no, it's a footlong. It's a hot dog at Footlong Wieners.
I doubt it's that big.
Well, it is. You can go inside and check it out.
No, there's kids around here.
I wonder if Marvin found a job. Marvin, you look awful.
Yeah, Danny, it looks like someone beat your meat, and not in a good way.
I just got done with my job.
What is your job?
I'm a sign holder for Footlong Wieners. I stand by the road and I yell, taste my wiener at traffic.
That's the only job you could find?
Yeah, it pays $8 an hour. You get a heat stroke and people beat you up.
Wow, that'll pay the mortgage.
So, Danny, you ready for career day tomorrow?
I think it would be less embarrassing for me to say I don't have a job.
Oh, no, Danny, come on. Let's show everyone your wiener.
All right, class, today is career day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you up one by one, and then your parents are going to come up to the board and tell the class what they do for a living. Okay, let's start with Cody, you, bring your parents up to the class.
Ooh, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I didn't change my tampon.
Baby, I told you to change it before we left.
Guys, just remember what we practiced, okay? Please don't embarrass me. Mom, remember you work at a dentist's office.
And I'm an astronaut, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Come on. Okay, guys, talk. Hello, little children. My name is Judith, and I'm an OnlyFans model.
Wait, Mom, you're not supposed to tell them that.
Oh, Cody, the truth is always better than a lie. I sell pictures of myself naked.
Yeah, my name's Tyrone, and I'm an astronaut. I explore booty. You ever seen the planet Uranus? I've been up. Tell them about it, baby. Tell them about it.
Oh, it's true. We took a picture of him dressed up like an astronaut, just going, okay, I think we're done here. Come on.
Thank you, Cody's parents. I'll be sure to subscribe to your OnlyFans. All right, Joseph, you're next.
Come on, Hansel, it's our turn. Now, remember what I told you. You're a football player, okay?
Beer.
I'm not old enough to buy beer. Just come on. All right, guys, this is a homeless guy paid to be my dad. He's a football player. He's won 3 Super Bowls. Tell him.
Touchdown.
Yeah, that's his touchdown dance.
I'm pissed.
Oh, God. He can't control his bladder from all the concussions he's gotten.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. All right, Penelope, you're up next.
You ready, Dad?
Yeah, let's just get this over with. I got a lot of jobs to go do.
You're never there for me, Dad.
What do you want from me, Penelope? I don't like being around your mother because she's so fat.
Hi, my name's Penelope.
We know who you are.
Shut up, Junior.
Come on, let her talk, man. See, I got you.
And my dad has a lot of jobs. Tell him about it, Dad.
Yeah, I'm a cop, I'm a doctor, I'm a firefighter. I mean, you know, you've seen me around. I do everything.
Except raise me.
Oh, come on, that's only because I can't stand to be around your mother. I'd rather work every minute of every day than be around her.
She raises me better than you do.
Oh, hold on, I'm sorry, hold on. Hey, class, I bet I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, why isn't Penelope's mother here today on career day? Ugh. I wonder what her career could be. Oh, I'll tell you what her career is. Her career is sitting on her fat ass and collecting the child support check she gets from me. Oh, and let's not forget her other career, eating at the buffet every single day. Oh, and then there's the best one. She also has a job working as Shamu at SeaWorld. You know, she really wanted to be here today, but they couldn't fit it through the door because she's a whale.
Mom doesn't talk that bad badly about you?
Well, because there's nothing bad to say about me. Look at me. I'm perfect. I'm gorgeous. I mean, you're kind of thin yourself, but that's only because your mother doesn't let you eat. She asks you if you want a plate, and then she leaves and just never comes back because she eats it.
You're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm embarrassing you. Oh, have you seen your mother at the Golden Corral? That's embarrassing. Hey, have they banned her from there yet?
Oh, my God, I hate you.
Anyway, kids, that's Korea Day. So, you know, just don't get married and don't have kids.
All right. Thank you, Penelope's dad. Very inspirational. Something we can all get behind. Anyway, all right, Patrick, you're next.
Come on, Dad, it's our turn.
Hey, everybody. My daddy's a circus clown, and he can juggle and he cleans up elephant poop. Show him, Dad.
Hey, everybody. Watch this.
See, it just keeps going and going. Uh-oh, I think he swallowed too many napkins.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, Junior, you're next.
All right, Dad, it's our turn.
Let's get this over with. You know I don't want to be here.
I know. All right, guys, this is my dad. Tell him what you do.
Oh, I'm Junior's dad. I sit on my butt all day and watch TV and collect disability checks.
Oh, you should meet my ex-wife. She does the same thing. You two would be perfect for each other. You hear that, Penelope? You want this guy to be your dad?
Ooh, you can have a sister, Junior.
Well, no, I'm trying to date her.
Oh, that would be weird.
Come on, Dad.
All right. Thank you, Junior and Junior's dad. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Oh, look, Daddy, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Everyone else had really cool jobs.
Well, I think you're cool, Daddy. You're just a beat-up wiener. Come on.
Hello, my name is Marvin. I work at Footlong Wieners. I'm the sign holder. I stand outside dressed as a hot dog, and I say, come taste my wiener.
Yep, he sure does.
Hey, I told you to stop. This kid's in here.
Oh, no, it's just my job.
Stop eating my wiener.
How was career day, Marvin?
I got beat up again by the same guy that beat me up earlier because he's the dad of one of the sons there.
And he was an astronaut.
Ooh, you should be an astronaut, Marvin.
I don't think you want me to be the same type of astronaut he is.
Was everyone impressed with your job?
I don't know. I got knocked out.
Yeah, everyone loved him being a wiener. But I think it was a good idea not to tell everyone that he's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. I didn't want all my friends to get jealous.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it. I'll answer it. Hello?
What the hell are you wearing?
Because
by the looks of it, you don't have my house payment. And I will not accept that as payment. I get enough of that from my massage parlor.
Oh, no, this is for my job. I hold the sign and I yell, taste my wiener.
Mm-hmm. You think I could borrow that sign, Marvin? I want to wear it around my house so my maid will see it.
Well, I need this sign for my job.
Well, I'll accept that as payment. And also, can I get a picture?
What, no.
Too late.
What, no, don't take pictures of me.
You think I can get a selfie?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
No.
All right. See you later, wiener.
What, no.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He wanted my house payment. So guess who paid our bills for the month?
You did!
I'm one happy wiener.
Guys, check it out. I got the new iPhone.
How'd you get that?
Oh, well, I had the coolest job today at Career Day, so my daughter won it. But I took it away from her because I was too afraid my ex-wife might eat it since it's an Apple product. But what am I thinking? She'd never eat an apple. That's too healthy. No, she'd want a caramel apple or an apple pie or an apple cider. I mean, you get it. She's fat. She's a hippo.
Oh.
Anyway, Marvin, you're fired.
Fired for what?
Well, we got a lot of complaints from people saying that you holding a sign that said, taste my wiener, made them uncomfortable.
You told me to hold that sign.
Yeah, but we're kind of doing like a 180 with the company, so we're going to start selling burgers and have people hold signs that say, put your meat between my buns. We think that'll go a lot better.
Well, can I have that job?
Yeah, sure. You can start on Monday.
Yay, I got a new job already!
Yay.
Good.
Is why we have a toilet paper shortage today, because the Egyptians would wrap the dead people in toilet paper. Any questions?
Hey, Cody, you want to know the real reason why there's a toilet paper shortage? Because your mom's so fat, her big butt needs all the toilet paper to wipe it when she poops.
Ha! Good one, dude! Shut up, Junior.
Why are you getting so upset? You have mummy issues? You love your mummy?
I don't have a mom.
You don't have a mom either, Junior.
Dude, that's not cool!
What, he can make fun of my mom, but I can't make fun of his?
All right, Cross, the bell means it's time to go to lunch. I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Free food!
Let's go to lunch.
We have a lunch room? We've never been to lunch before.
Yay! I get to run to lunch like a weird kid.
I'm not hungry.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Can I please get a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger? I got your cheeseburger right here.
Meat slap surprise. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Oh, well, I got something to fill your belly. Meat slap surprise.
Thank you.
Do you have anything kosher?
Kosher? I don't know what that is, but I got some meat slap surprise for you.
Okay, thank you.
What are your vegan options?
You kids and your jokes. You never fail to crack me up. Yeah. It's a meat slap surprise.
I can't eat meat.
Don't you dare disrespect my meat slap surprise again. Get out of my face.
What is this?
Is this even edible?
I am not eating this.
Come on, guys. Who doesn't love meat slap surprise? It's actually pretty good after you throw up in your mouth a few times.
Well, I've already thrown up in my mouth once, and it's still gross.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go back to class.
Yeah, me too.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hey there, handsome. What can I do for you?
I want some of that.
Really? You want some of my meat slop surprise?
Yeah, it looks yummy.
You know what? For use, I'm gonna give you 2 scoops.
Okay.
With extra loving. You enjoy that now, sweetheart.
Oh, it looks yummy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now that's a handsome man. I think I'm in love.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Delicious. Today at school, the lunch lady made meat slop surprise.
What's meat slop surprise?
Oh, I brought some home. I'll show you. Right here, Daddy.
Ew, Jeffy, that looks gross.
Well, it looks the same going in as it does coming out. Oh, my God, it smells like throw up.
Let me see it. Oh, my God, Jeffy, that's awful.
But it tastes amazing. You should try some.
No, I'm going to call the school and complain. They should not be serving our kids this kind of food. They should be serving healthy stuff. Let me get my phone.
But this is good.
All right, I'm calling the school.
Hello?
Yes, sir. May I please speak to the lunch lady?
You're speaking to us.
Oh, wow. You have a very deep voice for a lunch lady.
Thank you. I get it from my dad in 2 packs a day.
Well, I'm calling because my son, Jeffy... Shut up, Jeffy. Stop it. He brought home meat slop surprise.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
Well, I think it's very gross and repulsive, and I think you should make something different.
In all my 20 years of cooking, I ain't never had nobody complain about my meat slop surprise.
Well, that's very crazy to hear because I think it's gross and I think everybody would hate it. So I think you should make something different.
Too bad! It's the only thing I know how to make, so back off, bub!
Well, I think you should learn how to cook, you not knowing how to cooker.
Marvin!
Well, you know what? How about you become a lunch lady? And then you can decide what's going to be on the menu.
I'll never become a lunch lady because I actually want a future and a career.
Marvin!
Well, she was just very mean and gross, and I think she should learn how to cook.
Danny, you were really mean to that lunch lady, and she's a nice lady.
She's not a nice lady, and she does not know how to cook.
Well, you're ugly.
Throw this away.
That was really mean what my daddy said to that lunch lady. I'm going to call her and apologize.
Hello?
Hey, this is the kid in the yellow shirt from lunch today that really liked your cooking.
Oh, hey there, sweetheart.
Yeah, I wanted to call and apologize because I heard what my daddy said to you on the phone, and I thought it was really mean. But your cooking's really, really yummy.
You really think so?
Yeah, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Man, I love that kid.
And that, Kraus, is why pyramids are shaped like triangles. Because if they were circles, they would roll away. Any questions, Kraus?
Free food!
Oh no, it's lunchtime again.
It's a good thing we brought our lunch today.
Alright, Kraus, you know what the bell means. Time to go to lunch again.
Yay! Lunchtime again! Come on, arms!
I'm still not hungry.
Hey there, hot mama. What's on the menu today? Hopefully it's you.
Sorry, sweetheart, I'm taken by a beautiful man in a yellow shirt and a blue helmet.
The good ones are always taken.
Yeah, sorry about that, but here's your meat slop surprise sandwich.
Ooh, thank you.
What's cooking, good looking?
Oh, there he is, my big handsome man.
What's on your menu today?
I got something extra special for you. Meat slop surprise sandwich double scoop. Made with extra love.
Thank you.
Oh, he's gonna be mine someday. I just can't stand it.
Oh man, I'm so glad I brought a Lunchable today.
Me too.
You guys are really missing out on this meat slop surprise sandwich. I mean, the bread really stops you from throwing up.
The fact that it even makes you want to throw up means it's bad.
Well, not everybody's privileged like you, Cody. We can't just bring Lunchables to school every day.
Oh. Hey there, sweet cheeks. How's that meat slop surprise treating you?
Oh, it's really good.
Really? You know, I love me a man that can appreciate my cooking. You truly are something special.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll see you later, baby.
Okay.
All right, Crass, I hope everyone enjoyed their lunch. So everyone get out a piece of paper and start taking notes.
Hey there, sorry for interrupting, but I got a letter for Jeffy.
Okay, make it quick, I'm trying to teach a Crass here.
Here you go, Jeffies. I wrote you something special. Don't show nobody.
Okay.
I'll see you later, my love.
What do you say? I can't read.
Give me that.
No, give it back.
Hey, everybody. Jeffy has a love letter from the lunch lady.
Give it back.
It says, Dear Jeffy, I love you more than meat slop surprise. Love, Muriel. And then she kissed it with her butthole. Jeffy has a girlfriend.
Aha, Jeffy got a girlfriend.
Jeffy has a girlfriend.
Everyone shut up.
Uh-oh, Marvin. Sounds like someone needs to call the ambulance.
No one likes you, Mommy.
Jeffy, why are you crying?
Because everyone's making fun of me because I got a girlfriend.
Ooh, Jeffy, you have a girlfriend.
Is it your right hand?
That's not appropriate, Marvin.
Peep the letter, Daddy.
Oh, she wrote you a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Jeffy, I love you more than meat slop surprise. Love, Muriel. Who's Muriel?
The lunch lady.
What, the lunch lady, Jeffy? The lunch lady can't be writing you love letters.
Jeffy, that's sick. She's like 80 years old.
Well, you know what this is, Daddy? That's what we like to call a scratch and sniff. Yep, smells like straight ass.
Jeffy, you cannot date the lunch lady. This is sick. She could go to jail for this.
But she makes me good food, Daddy. I'll get it.
Wait, no, Jeffy, someone else answers the door. We have to yell at you about this stupid letter, because this is wrong.
Hello?
Oh, my God! She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen! Oh, those big, beautiful lips. Oh, that chin hair. And that big, beautiful mole.
I wonder what it tastes like. I gotta have her. Hey, baby, what are you doing here?
Is my man Jeffy here?
Jeffy? Yeah, he's here, but what do you need with him?
He's my boyfriend.
Wait, your boyfriend? Wait, he's taking this hot piece of ass?
Sure is.
Oh, lose the zero and get with a hero, baby. Come on, I'm a real man.
I would never disrespect my Jeffy like that.
Well, what does he have that I don't have?
He loves my meat slop surprise.
If it's what I think it is, then I love it too, baby.
Yeah, that's what all men say. Now move.
Dang! She's a freak! I need that in my life!
All right, Jeffy, promise me that if you hear from this lunch lady ever again, you have to call us immediately, okay?
Okay, Daddy.
Hey there, Jeffy's. Your baby's here.
Hey!
What? No, stay away from our son. We do not like you.
Yeah, you're like 80 years old.
Hey, I'm not a day over 60, and I'm in love.
The older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Jay, stop it. Look, I'm gonna call the cops and have them settle this.
Well, they can't stop true love.
Hey there, someone call the cops?
Yes, officer, this lunch lady's trying to date my son.
Oh, no. Marvin, can I talk to you?
What's wrong?
That's one of my ex-girlfriends.
She's one of your ex-girlfriends? How old is she?
She's like 40, but the years have not been kind to her.
Do my eyes deceive me? Is that Brooklyn Four Fingers guy?
Hey, Muriel.
Hey there, Brookie. I see you came crawling back to me.
What? No, look, it was college, it was dark, I was drunk, and I thought the mole on her face was a nipple. I swear, hand to God.
Yeah, well, don't matter no ways, because I broke up with him.
But no, it was the other way around. I broke up with her.
Oh, yeah? Then why do I have voicemails on my phone of you crying, begging me to come back?
Hey, delete those.
Well, look, officer, look, she wrote this creepy letter to my son. We don't like it, and we want a restraining order against her.
Yeah, I used to get love letters with that print on them all the time. Okay, look, Muriel, I'm writing a restraining order against you for Jeffy. You're not allowed within 100 feet of him.
You can't stop our love!
Oh, the law can absolutely stop your love because your love is icky, okay? So you're not allowed to come within 100 feet of him.
Nope, too late.
Jesus Christ, just get out of here before I arrest you!
Fine!
Thank you so much.
Restraining order? That means she's single! Oh my God, I have a chance, I have a chance! Okay, I got the perfect plan. So I set up the perfect date, and then I call her pretending to be Jeffy, and then she comes over, she sees me, and then we fall in love. Let me call her. Oh, it's raining!
Hello?
Hey there!
Jeffy, is that you?
Yeah, it's me!
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I'm so sorry that we can't be together.
But I still have the perfect dinner. You should come over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way.
Okay. It's gonna be beautiful.
Oh, my God. I can't believe my Jeffy set up the most beautiful date, and he made me slop surprise. Oh, I'm gonna have to marry him.
Hey, baby.
What the? You're not my Jeffy's.
You're right. I'm better.
I'll have you know, I'm waiting for my Jeffy's, and he made me the most perfect meat slop surprise.
Oh, no, he didn't, baby. See, the thing is, I made it.
You know how to make meat slop surprise?
Oh, it's my specialty, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't you come over here and get some of this meat slop surprise, big boy?
Oh, don't make me beg for it.
Get over here.
Wow. Don't you ever leave me, baby.
Sorry, sweet cheeks, but I'm gonna have to.
Why?
Well, you see, there's plenty of other fish in the sea. How do you think I got this smell?
I love you!
Chef Pee Pee, what I just witnessed will scar me for the rest of my life.
Jeffy's gonna be late to school.
Jeffy, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna be late to school. What are you wearing?
Well, first of all, Daddy, my name's not Jeffy, and it's Jeffy Koo, and this is my Dragon Ball outfit.
Dragon Ball outfit? What's a Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball, because I'm gonna be dragging my balls across your face.
Jeffy, take that off. You're not wearing it to school.
Aw, Marvin, let him wear it. Jeffy, I think orange is your color.
Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah, orange is his color. It's the color of the jumpsuit he's gonna be wearing in prison when he goes to prison for not being punished as a kid. Jeffy, take that off.
No, Daddy, I'm not gonna take this off. You get to wear the same outfit all the time, and you don't even take a shower.
I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want, Jeffy. You're not wearing that to school. Take it off.
Daddy, you're not gonna like what I'm gonna do next.
What are you doing?
See, you got Kai blasting. You didn't even realize.
Take it off or you're grounded.
You can't ground me, because if you ground me, then I'm gonna Akuna Matata you.
Akuna Matata!
All right, Jeffy, just go to school. All right.
All right, Kraus. Today, we're going to be learning about the brain.
Hey, Cody, your mom gave me brain last night.
What? Ha! Good one, dude.
Hey, Cody, what's your mom's favorite part of the brain?
What?
The medulla oblongata.
I seen it. No, you didn't.
All right, let's learn parts of the brain. The front of your brain is called the frontal lobe. The back of your brain is called the occipital lobe. And then right here in the middle, you have a hippocampus.
Oh, there's a campus full of hippos in my brain?
No, idiot. That's just what it's called.
Teacher, are there hippos in my brain? What's a hippocampus?
The hippocampus is where your memories are stored. And a good way to remember that is if there was a hippo on campus, it would be very memorable.
Oh.
You must not have a hippocampus, because you can't remember anything because you're an idiot.
Call me an idiot one more time.
And the amygdala is the part of your brain that controls your anger. So when you're really, really mad, it's your amygdala.
Hey, idiot. Why are you getting so mad, idiot? Is your amygdala acting up? Huh? Idiot! What the?
Come in, oh, Daddy!
Jesus Christ! What was that?
Jeffy, are you okay?
Jesus Christ, Junior.
Dude, his power level is over 9,000!
9,000?
What power level? What are you talking about? How do you know his power level?
Dude, you don't have a scouter?
I never joined the Boy Scouts.
Junior, he's going Super Saiyan.
Super Satan?
No, not Satan. Saiyan.
What's he saying?
Look at his hair, dude.
It's blonde.
Yeah, the brighter his hair gets, the more powerful he becomes. Yeah, dude.
I thought blondes were stupid.
No, not if they're male.
I'm so confused.
Junior, we really just need to get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you go Super Saiyan? Well, that's no match for my purple finger laser.
Oh, you messed up now.
Oh, Jeffy Koo. Very, very weak Kai Blast. Now prepare for the most powerful purple finger laser you've ever seen. Two in the pink, one in the pink!
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Come on, Daddy!
Oh, how are you stronger than purple finger? It's my white weakness!
You asked for this!
What the?
All right, time to run your lunch like a weird kid.
Oh, what is that?
Oh,
is that Dragon Ball?
Only need 6 more of these.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today?
It was good, Daddy Gook.
Wait, what is that?
It's a Dragon Ball, and I just need 6 more balls. Right now, I only have 1 ball because I'm like Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, Jeffy, earlier today I found a ball just like that.
Gimme, see it.
Here you go.
Gimme, Gook. F yeah. All right, Daddy, now I got 2 Dragon Balls. Now I just need 5 more.
Jeffy, that's only 4 fingers.
Oh, well, just imagine I have 1 more finger. That's how many more balls I need. I need 5 more Dragon Balls.
Why do you need 5 more?
Because once I get all 7 Dragon Balls, I can summon the dragon and he'll grant me a wish.
Do you get picked on at school acting like this?
Yeah, but I kicked his ass.
Jeffy!
What, Jeffy, like, do you have friends acting like this?
Marvin!
I'm being serious, baby. He's acting weird.
Dang, don't you dare disrespect Dragon Ball Z. Just serious.
I just want to make sure you're not getting bullied, you know?
Dang, you're going to make me go Super Saiyan.
I'll poop my pants, Daddy.
Just don't hurt yourself, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. I'm gonna go look for more Dragon Balls.
I just hope this is a phase.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. My enchiladas are almost done.
I sense balls.
Oh, there's 2 more Dragon Balls right there. Hey, you, give me your Dragon Balls.
No way. No way you can't have my Dragon Balls. I'll destroy the world before I let you have my Dragon Balls.
Hand over your balls, or I'll make you hand them over.
I'd like to see you try.
All right, you asked for it the hard way.
Come in!
You really thought you were more powerful than me? Oh, just wait till you see my Galick gun.
It's not more powerful than when I go Super Saiyan.
None.
My nipples are so hard right now. Nipple beam.
Nipple beam. Just impossible.
Those balls are mine now.
Marvin, what was all that noise?
I don't know.
Check it out, Danny. I got 4 Dragon Balls. I just need 3 more to summon the dragon.
Jeffy, were you breaking stuff downstairs?
No, don't worry about it, Daddy. You don't even understand Dragon Ball Z. But I'm gonna go look for the other 3.
Come on, Ken, it's your turn. Come on, hurry up, just hit one.
I smell balls.
Oh, there they are. There's 2 more Dragon Balls right there. Hey, you, hand over your Dragon Balls.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't give you consent to grab my balls.
Well, they all belong to you, so hand them over.
Oh, you don't want to fight me. I'm too powerful.
Not as powerful as me when I go Super Saiyan.
Oh, you don't want to see my final form. I'm too hunky.
I guess we'll see about that. You done messed up now, boy.
Pathetic. Now I'll show you what true power looks like. Now you will experience the true power of the dark side. Unlimited power!
I'm too weak.
Just kidding. I'm hunky as shit. You want to fight? Come on.
I don't even need to fight you. That's how lame you are. I can get my son to fight you. Jeffy Han, I choose you.
Jeffy Han.
But what the?
Jeffy Han, use Thunderbolt.
Jeffy Han.
Yeah, I think that's how that goes. Let's grab these Dragon Balls.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 Dragon Balls.
Oh, you found 6? Don't you need 1 more to make a wish?
Precisely, Daddy. I need 1 more Dragon Ball to make a wish to the dragon.
What are you even going to wish for, Jeffy?
You'll see.
Who's that? Hello?
Hey, we got a noise complaint from your neighbors. They said some nerds were fighting in here and yelling.
Oh, that's just my son. He's going through a Dragon Ball Z phase.
Whoa, no way! Kamehameha!
Oh, man, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. I love it.
Not you, too.
Oh, yeah, I've been a fan of it since I was younger. It's great.
My son won't stop talking about it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Who's at your door, Daddy?
Oh, my God, no way. Where'd you get that outfit?
Target.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going there right after this.
Jeffy, what will make you stop talking about Dragon Ball Z?
I'm not going to stop talking about Dragon Ball Z until I collect all the Dragon Balls and summon the dragon.
Kid, you're not going to believe this, but I have a Dragon Ball.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Look, I confiscated it from this homeless guy that was trying to smoke it in a spoon.
Dang, that's the 7th Dragon Ball. That's the last one I need to complete my ball sack.
Wait, you have the other 6 Dragon Balls?
Sure do.
Oh, my God. Can I watch you summon the dragon? I don't even care about the wish. I just want to see the dragon.
Sure, come on.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand what's going on.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, someone explain what's going on.
Once I put this Dragon Ball with the others, we can summon the dragon, and he'll grant Jeffy one wish.
Yeah, our balls have to touch.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. Are you ready to see the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
What's happening?
The dragon's coming. Oh.
Wait, don't chew on my ear.
Hey there! I'm Doofy the Dragon!
Everybody bow!
Wait, wasn't he on Good Morning America?
And I'm here to grant you one wish!
Jeffy, what do you want to wish for?
I wish I had that kid's outfit.
Wait, deal!
Oh, sick! Pew,
pew, pew. Wait, you stole Jeffy's wish!
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
And now we're definitely gonna fight! Now I'm gonna spirit bomb you!
Oh, no you don't. Not if I spirit bomb first.
Will Jeffy get revenge on Brooklyn Guy for stealing his wish? Does Brooklyn Guy have any powers whatsoever? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Jeffy, what do you want? Oh, no, he's gonna throw up.
Marvin, grab a towel.
Okay. Oh, come on, Jeffy. You threw up a hairball.
Not again.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just cleaning myself down there, and I got a hairball.
We told you to stop doing that. Take a shower like a normal person.
But I want you to be a kitty cat.
You're not a kitty cat, Jeffy.
Now.
There's someone at the door.
I want to come, too.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I just bought something really expensive, and I want to show it to you.
Okay.
I just threw up a hairball. Nice. All right, let me show you. Come on.
There it is, Marvin. Just look at it.
You bought another car?
Not just any car. That's a collectible, Marvin. That's a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. It's one of 800. If anything happened to that car, I would kill that person. I would literally put them in a crate and ship them to Madagascar to be with the lemurs so they can sing Move It, Move It. There was a fly on the windshield, and guess what happened to that fly?
You smushed it?
No, that would make my car dirty. I was literally like a frog, and I went, and I shot my tongue out 5 feet. I got the fly and I ate it. And then when I pooped it out, I lit it on fire. So that's how important that car is to me, Marvin.
Well, then if it's so important to you, why are you driving it?
Because I wanted to show it to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go inside and take a piss. And don't you let anything happen to this car, okay?
All right, I won't let anything happen to it.
All right.
Hey, Danny, can you take my picture next to the car?
Yeah, just don't touch it. Let me get my phone. All right, Jeffy, say cheese.
Cheese.
What, you're too close to the car. Get away from it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn the flash on.
Oh, you dropped your phone and hit the rich guy's car. Now you're going to go to Madagascar with the lemur.
What? No, no, I don't think it left a mark or anything.
Yep, it left a scratch, Daddy.
Oh my God. Wait, did I cause that scratch?
Yeah.
No. It can come off.
It's not coming off, Daddy.
Oh, okay, look, he's not going to notice it. Look, it's nighttime, and it was there before I did that, right?
No, your phone hit it and did that.
No, Jeffy, look, let's go inside, and let's not talk about it. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, Jeffy, do not say anything.
Hey, Marvin.
Ah!
Hello to you, too. Did you get done looking at my car?
Yep, we're done looking at it. It is gorgeous.
Did anything happen to it?
No, nothing happened to your car.
Well, my dad dropped his phone.
I dropped my phone on the ground and broke the screen.
How poor. Anyway, have a good day, Marvin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jeffy, come inside.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. That's all it was.
Oh, what did he want?
He wanted to show us his new car.
Ooh, was it nice?
It was nice until Danny dropped his phone and scratched the hood of his car.
You did what, Marvin?
It was an accident. Look, Jeffy wanted a picture next to the car, and I tried to take it, and I dropped my phone and scratched it.
Marvin, what did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet.
Marvin, you need to tell him.
Well, he's going to kill me if he finds out.
Actually, he's not going to kill you. He's going to put you in a crate and ship you to Madagascar to be with the lemurs.
Marvin, he might appreciate your honesty.
He's not going to appreciate that.
So what are you going to do when he notices?
Look, it's nighttime. He's not going to notice it tonight. If he does notice it, it'll be tomorrow, and it won't be our problem. He'll think, like, it happened in his garage or something.
I think he noticed, Marvin.
Okay. I'm gonna go answer the door and, just make my funeral nice, okay?
Alright, Daddy, I'll send you a postcard to Madagascar.
Hello?
Marvin, what is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
You left your phone on the ground.
Oh.
And you told me the screen was cracked, and it's not.
Oh, thank God it didn't crack. I thought it did when I dropped it.
That makes you a liar. And I don't like liars, Marvin. Next time you lie to me, you're getting a spanking, and I'm going to cut your tongue off and sew it to my mouth. Then I'm going to have two tongues. But here's your phone back. Take your poor phone. Who do you think you are, me? You can't just leave iPhones laying around on the ground. Ew, poor.
Okay.
There you go again. Jesus, Marvin. I...